stations are tuned in to.
Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Kim Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Well, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Point was powerful. This is a no-win situation. Give me a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it at the end of it.
Ready your breakfast and eat hearty. But tonight, we dine in hell!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network. Good morning. It's 7.04 a.m. California time. It's March 26, 2021. The weather here in California is cloudy and may rain. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to come into the studio, this is Friday. If you'd like to come into the studio, you know the number. They hear a conversation. It'll be good. It's going to be a very sensitive subject. The number to get into the studio is 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get your voice heard around the world. We're going to get right to it, our main subject. Our main subject is a Georgia State Democratic lawmaker. She was arrested. She was arrested. I say good. Her black ass should be arrested. And I meant that statement. If black people want to become equal, quit relying upon racism to bail you out of trouble. True. The Georgia State Representative Park Cannon, she's a Democrat. She was arrested Thursday after trying to watch Governor Brian Kemp, Republican. He was signing a controversial new voting bill into law. That's what authorities said. In a heated interaction, it was caught on video. This is purely a, and this is my opinion, this was purely a stunt, and she knew better. I see no difference in what she tried to do from what the rioters at the Capitol did. We're going to hammer this out. You know, Americans have short memories. The news will make sure of that. They will dangle little kind of sparkly little headlines to make you forget something or move on to something else, but then they go back to it once in a while, and then they come back forward, and I think this is wrong. We're going to start with Biden's speech yesterday, and there was something in that speech that pissed me off, and I'm a Democrat, and I voted for Biden. And I'm going to connect the two. If you bear with me, I'm going to connect the two for what the Georgia State Democratic lawmaker did is no different than what the rioters did at the Capitol building. If you give me a shot, I will connect the two. What we're going to do is we're going to first set up, I could do two things. I got a lot of, I'm not going to say complaints, but I got a lot of people saying, you didn't give us a chance to call in, you didn't give us a chance at this. So I'm going to go make some coffee. I'm going to play a song. It'll give you a chance to get into the studio because I got three or four complaints. Like, I didn't get a chance to do it. I only got 2 minutes. I got 3 minutes, blah, 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 blah. And I'm already into the story. So if you want to comment on this or you want to yell at me, get mad at me, you're free to do so. And this studio is free speech. But I also have the right to yell at you. That's my free speech. The number again is 319-527-6099. And when we come back, we're going to listen to Biden. He had his first press conference. It kind of pissed me off. It really pissed me off. In fact, we're going to listen to it now, and then I'll take a break. Here is the highlights from President Biden's first press conference last night or yesterday.
Related note, have you decided whether you are going to run for re-election in 2024? You haven't set up a re-election campaign yet, as your predecessor had by this time.
Number one stupid question, are you going to run for re-election? Of course he's going to say he's going to run for re-election. You think he's going to be a lame duck president for 2 years? All right, softball question, stupid question. If he would have said no, that makes him a lame duck, and it screws up everything he wants to do. Dumb question, softball question, but here we go.
As your predecessor had by this time.
Have you?
No, the answer is yes. My plan is to run for re-election. That's my.
You also just made some news by saying that you are going to run for re-election.
I said that is my expectation.
So is that a yes, that you are running for re-election?
Look, I don't know where you guys come from, man. I've never been able to travel. I'm a great respecter of fate. I've never been able to plan 3.5 years ahead for certain.
And if you do run, will Vice President Harris be on your ticket?
I would fully expect that to be the case. She's doing a great job. She's a great partner.
And do you believe you'll be running against former President Trump?
Oh, come on. I have no idea. I have no idea whether it'll be a Republican Party. Do you? I know you don't have to answer my question, but I mean, you know, do you? Fulfill the filibuster. You know, with regard to the filibuster, I believe we should go back to a position of the filibuster that existed just when I came to the United States Senate 120 years ago. And that is that it used to be required for the filibuster, and I had a card on this. I was going to give you the statistics, but you probably know them. That it used to be that from between 1917 and 1971, the filibuster existed. There were a total of 58 motions to break a filibuster. That whole time. Last year alone, there were five times that many. So it's being abused in a gigantic way. And for example, it used to be you had to stand there and talk and talk and talk and talk until you collapsed. And guess what? People got tired of talking and tired of collapsing. Filibusters broke down and were able to break the filibuster, get a quorum and vote. So I strongly support moving in that direction. In addition to having an open mind about dealing with certain things that are just elemental to the functioning of our democracy, like the right to vote, like the basic right to vote. We've amended the filibuster in the past. But here's the deal. As you observed, I'm a fairly practical guy. I want to get things done. I want to get them done consistent with what we promise the American people. And in order to do that, in a 50-50 Senate, we've got to get to the place where I get 50 votes so that the Vice President of the United States can break the tie, or I get 51 votes without her. And so I'm going to say something outrageous. I have never been particularly poor at calculating how to get things done in the United States Senate. So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway, we're going to get a lot done. And if we have to, if there's complete lockdown and chaos as a consequence of the filibuster, then we'll have to go beyond what I'm talking about. Okay, hang on. Sorry. Oh, Sing Min, Ms. Kim.
Thank you, Mr. President. To follow up on the filibuster, so do you believe it should take 60 votes to end a filibuster on legislation or 51?
If we could end it with 51, we would have no problem. You're going to have to, the existing rule, it's going to be hard to get a parliamentary ruling that allows 50 votes to end the filibuster, the existence of a filibuster. It's not my expertise in what the parliamentary rules on how to get there are, but our preoccupation with the filibuster is totally legitimate. But in the meantime, we got a lot we can do while we're talking about what we're going to do about the filibuster. Well, look, I guess I should be flattered. People are coming because I'm the nice guy. That's the reason why it's happening, that I'm a decent man, or however it's phrased. That, you know, that's why they're coming, because, you know, Biden's a good guy. Truth of the matter is, nothing has changed. As many people came, 28% increase in children to the border in my administration, 31% in the last year of, in 2019, before the pandemic, in the Trump administration. It happens every single solitary year. There is a significant increase in the number of people coming to the border in the winter months of January, February, March. It happens every year. In addition to that, there is does anybody suggest that there was a 31% increase under Trump because he was a nice guy and he was doing good things at the border? That's not the reason they're coming. The reason they're coming is that it's the time they can travel with the least likelihood of dying on the way because of the heat in the desert, number one. Number two, they're coming because of the circumstances in country. The way to deal with this problem, and I started to deal with it back when I was United States Senator, Vice President, for putting together a bipartisan plan of over $700 million to do with the root causes of why people are leaving. What did Trump do? He eliminated that funding. He didn't use it. He didn't do it. And in addition to that, what he did, he dismantled all the elements that exist to deal with what had been a problem and has been continued to be a problem for a long time. He, in fact, shut down the number of beds available. He did not fund HHS to get people to get the children out of those border patrol facilities where they should not be and not supposed to be more than a few days, a little while. But he dismantled all of that. So what we're doing now to rebuild the system that can accommodate the what is happening today. And I'd like to think it's because I'm a nice guy, but it's not. It's because of what's happened every year. Let me say one other thing on this. If you take a look at the number of people who are coming, the vast majority, the overwhelming majority of people coming to the border and crossing are being sent back. Thousands, tens of thousands of people who are over 18 years of age and single, people, one at a time coming, have been sent home. We're sending back the vast majority of the families that are coming, We're trying to work out now with Mexico their willingness to take more of those families back. But that's what's happening. They're not getting across the border. And those who are coming across the border who are unaccompanied children, we're moving rapidly to try to put in place what was dismantled, as I said. For example, of all the children who are coming across the border, over 70% are either 16 or 17 years old. We're not talking about people ripping babies from mother's arms or little three-year-olds standing on the border. Less than, I think it's 1.5% fall in the category of the very young. So what we're doing is we're providing for the space, again, to be able to get these kids out of the Border Patrol facilities, which no child, no one should be in any longer than 72 hours. And today, I went to, for example, I used all the resources available to me, went to the Defense Department, and the Secretary of Defense has just made available Fort Bliss, 5,000 beds, be immediately available, 5,000 beds in the Texas border. So we're building back up the capacity that should have been maintained and built upon that Trump dismantled. It's going to take time. As you observed, I'm a fairly practical guy. I want to get things done. I want to get them done consistent with what we promised the American people. And in order to do that, in a 50-50 Senate, we've got to get to the place where I get 50 votes so that the Vice President of the United States can break the tie, or I get 51 votes without her. And so I'm going to say something outrageous. I have never been particularly poor at calculating how to get things done in the United States Senate. So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway.
You know, I don't know what's wrong with Joe. But he's just sick to the script. But here's the script. Here's what pissed me off. And this is going back to the voting, right? This happened yesterday at his press conference. This is the question.
This whole initiative is. It's sick. What I'm worried about is how un-American this whole initiative is. It's sick. It's sick. Deciding in some states that you cannot bring water to people standing in line, waiting to vote, deciding that you're going to end voting at 5 o'clock when working people are just getting off work, deciding that there will be no absentee ballots under the most rigid circumstances. It's all designed, and I'm going to spend my time doing three things. One, trying to figure out how to pass the legislation passed by the House. Number one. Number two, educating the American public. The Republican voters I know find this despicable. Republican voters. The folks outside this White House. I'm not talking about the elected officials. I'm talking about voters. Voters. And so I'm convinced that we'll be able to stop this because it is the most pernicious thing. This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. I mean, this is gigantic.
This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. Joke. This is what pisses me off. This is the President of the United States talking about this bill. I think the bill is 202, I believe. I'll get to the bill. And this is what the Democrats are going crazy over. This is a bill in Georgia that's restricting a lot of convenient voting. I'll get to the bill. But the President of the United States standing up there holding his first press conference saying Jim Crow. One more time.
Able to stop this because it is the most pernicious thing. This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. I mean, this is gigantic what they're trying to do. And it cannot be sustained. And do everything in my power, along with my friends in the House and the Senate, to keep that from becoming the law.
Is there anything else you can do about it besides passing legislation?
The answer is yes, but I'm not going to lay out a strategy in front of the whole world and you now.
Hey, NBC News.
Okay.
Thanks for checking out.
That's what pissed me off. All right. To find out what pissed me off, we got to go to the beginning. What is Jim Crow? Now, a lot of you people who are 45 and under, you don't know what Jim Crow. You've been hearing Jim Crow. Let's clear it up. Let's clear up what Jim Crow is. Basically, Jim Crow is about segregating black people in the United States. We'll go a little further what Jim Crow is. These are some of the questions. Who is Jim Crow? Because all you're hearing are these sound bites and these things supposed to enrage you. Well, Jim Crow is supposed to. But we're not, you got to remember, Jim Crow happened in the 1830s. We're in 2021. Let's go in the beginning. The term Jim Crow, it typically refers to repressive laws and customs once used to restrict black rights. Black rights. Stop right there. I don't see this bill restricting black rights. Now, give me a minute. Give me a minute. Black rights. Let's stick with what we're talking about. We're going to get to the bill. The bill takes out convenience. It's not restricting your black rights. You can still vote. It's not saying black people can't vote. Not saying that. It may take away some of the convenience voting, like mail-in voting, and they closed, we'll get to the bill, because I looked at the bill. They say it may close, voting may close at 5 p.m., a lot of stuff like that, early ballot voting. You can, and then they're complaining, if that's all you have is that you cannot bring water to somebody in line, and that's the main topic, and that's what Biden is talking about, bring your own water. Why do you need somebody to bring you water? If you're going to, I see it in football games and things, and I'm in California. We bring our own water. I don't need nobody to bring me no water. But if that's your main thing going after me because, I mean, going after this legislation because you can't bring me water, are you out of your fucking mind? Really? That's a talking point? Again, we're going to go over the bill. But we need to go over the left-wing news is saying Jim Crow, Jim Crow, Jim Crow. You got to actually know what Jim Crow is about. Because if you don't know what Jim Crow is about, you have no idea. All you're hearing is, well, it's racist and racist. Well, I just told you part of it. Jim Crow was a racist law. And it meant to segregate black people in early 1830s. So let's see if this applies. And it was meant to suppress black rights. Okay. Well, you can still vote in Georgia. They're not saying that black people can't vote in Georgia. And it's an insult, this hoopla about, oh, my God, it's less convenient to vote in Georgia now. Maybe no mail-in ballots, and maybe that church bus on Sunday can't take them there, take us there. I'm black. The convenience of this, and oh, my God, you got to show an ID before you vote. I'm in California. We show ID all the time when we vote. And what's wrong with showing an ID to vote? Actually, that's a good idea, so you don't have to do this bullshit. In fact, I think it's a great idea that as soon as you get a driver's license or an ID, that you have some kind of voting code in your ID to verify it's you, if you're a voter. Why not? They put it on the back if you, at least in California, if you get in an accident, you could donate your organs. Why not have a little voting code in there and make it active so when you want to vote? This is what they're complaining about. This is what's keeping us ignorant, keeping us dumb. Even when they try to do the right thing, it's still keeping us, suppressing us like we're an idiot. Well, it's unfair. They have to show ID now. What? Do white people show ID? Yes. And when you say black people, you're forcing us to show ID, now it's racism? There's something wrong here. Serious wrong. And we need you to not fight, get hooked on this. It's bullshit. 1 minute I want to hear everybody's equal. Equal pay this. Black people want equal rights. And then this. And the next minute I'm hearing you want to do bend over backwards to appease black people, not to look racist. But bending over, and every gay man knows that, could be good. And if you're straight, could be bad. Because bending over doesn't mean you're equal. Preferential treatment does not mean you're equal. It is telling you you're a moron and you're retarded and we have to help you because you can't help yourself. When Biden mentioned Jim Crow, it really got to me. It really did. Because that's basically saying, do you even know who your vice president is? Have you taken a look at your Congress and your House? And you could say Jim Crow law because Georgia is restricting some of the voting rights? And let's listen to the word restricted. Restricted doesn't mean not. They're not saying black people can't vote. They're not saying black people should not vote or no nigger voting. Nigger go home, nigger can't vote. They're not saying that. They're making it harder, less convenient. But do we go to a part where it's Jim Crow? Let's go back in a little bit of – we're not going to stay too long in it, but you must understand what Jim Crow is. And when they mention Jim Crow, you're going to hear that because there's a couple of people. Don Lemon lost his fucking mind last night, and I can't find the tape. Maybe he's too embarrassed to put it up on YouTube, but he lost his fucking mind when he showed the video of the woman getting arrested. He went into the Jim Crow thing. Let me read it. Jim Crow laws. The Jim Crow laws were state and local laws that enforce racial segregation in the United States. These laws were enacted in the late 19th and 20th centuries by white Southern Democrats, dominated state legislatures to disenfranchise and remove political and economic gains made by black people during the Reconstruction period. They're going to remove the economic gains made by black people during the Reconstruction period. Are they removing anything? Gains about black people? That black people? Are they forgetting that white people also vote? That any law that they put right now that restricts the Georgia voting, are they forgetting that there's white people who are Democrats too and they have to go by the same law? I mean, I'm not hearing many white people who are Democrat in Georgia going, this is an outrage. Our black brothers can't. It affects them too. You cannot have separate but equal. It affects the white people too. But see, that's not news. And that's not going to make you outrage. See, that's not going to make you go in the street with signs. White people who are Democrats who are voting in Georgia going, okay, that sucks. I can hear the people in the white people households going, well, honey, you know, we can't mail in our ballots this year, but we're going to make sure we get to the polls. White people. Black people, what? What? I'm inconvenient. This is racist. No, it's not. First of all, it's your governor. He did it. Second of all, if you don't like it, don't cry racism. Impeach the motherfucker if you don't think it's fair. Or, this is an idea, vote him out of office. Wow, what a brilliant idea, because this is what we do. This is what white people do. This is what but black people don't think about these things. We want to bring in this racist cart. We want to get you going. We want to get you in the streets. We want to get you in justice, and you're the puppet for the politicians. That's all you are. You're little puppets. Yeah, black people, you're little chess pieces, and they move you this way, and they move you this way, and they move you this way to get a reaction because your voice are loud. White people are not running around the streets. Chinese people are not running around the streets. God knows Hispanic people are running away from the streets because they're afraid to get deported. It's the black people who are crying and yelling and screaming because it's not convenient, which goes into the same, it goes into the same conversation as lazy, ignorant, and uneducated. The typical thing that white people think who we are. If it's inconvenient, we make it convenient. If it closes at 5, guess what? I'm going to vote at my lunchtime, or I'm going to call my boss and say, hey, you know, close at 5, and a lot of companies will give you the day off or let you leave early to vote. I'm going to go back. Again, President Biden used the word Jim Crow, the most powerful man in the United States, the man who, by the way, can hold funding. Donald Trump used to do this all the time. He can go to that state and say, you know, if you don't correct this thing, we're going to withhold funding. We could punish you this way, too. There's other ways he can do it. If Georgia needed government funding, Biden can say, you know what, we're going to slow that down. We're going to really make it difficult for you, as much as you're making it difficult for the voters. Now, again, they're putting the title to black voters. What about the white Democrats who want to get in there? All of a sudden, they don't count? Think. Really think. So white people don't count now. They're saying black, 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 black. Well, the black voters, this is racist and everything. Well, there's white people who are Democrats saying, well, you know what, this is unfair for us too. Why does it have to be a black thing? Why can't it be a Democrat thing? And that's what makes us equal. As long as it's a black thing, it makes us weak. He mentioned Jim Crow. I'm reading it again. Jim Crow's laws meant to disenfranchise and remove political and economic gains made by black people during the Reconstruction period. The Republican Party, Lily White movement, supported the exclusion of African Americans. Jim Crow was enforced until 1965. Okay? The term Jim Crow typically refers to repressive laws. Are black people being repressed? If you're saying, yes, we're being repressed with this particular law, and we're going to hear the law. We're going to hear Martin Luther King Jr. talk about this, and it's bullshit. Well, if black people is being repressed, then the white Democrats are being repressed too. Where are they? Why don't they just say Democrats being repressed? But black people make headlines. Black people make this. It's the year of the black person who's a victim. And if we buy into this shit, we will always be not equal to the white counterpart. The term Jim Crow typically refers to the repressive laws and customs once used to restrict black rights. But the origin of his name itself actually dates back before the Civil War. In the early 1830s, the white actor Thomas Dartmouth, called Daddy Rice, was propelled to stardom for performing minstrel shows routines as Jim Crow. And who is Jim Crow and what did he do? He performed racist minstrel shows in which he was portraying the fictional character called Jim Crow. The character was a caricature of a black person, a clumsy slave that acted like a goofy cartoon character. That's who Jim Crow was. It's a fictional character called, the actor's name was Thomas Dartmouth, known as Daddy Rice. He was a white playwright and actor who became really popular in the 1830s. He was portraying the fictional character called Jim Crow. Now, here we go. These are some of the questions, and then we'll move on. Is Jim Crow good or bad? That's one of the questions. Jim Crow is thought of as bad for three reasons. Its goal was the maintenance of a race-based society. It achieved this goal through tyranny by state and local governments. When that failed, it was achieved through widespread, and then it stopped. What are the three things about Jim Crow? And interesting facts about Jim Crow laws. The U.S. Army was not safe from segregation. We're hitting segregation. Just remember that word, segregation. It is the core of Jim Crow. And when Biden says, hey, this is Jim Crow, take a look at your vice president to your right. Hey, Biden, look over there. Georgia is not talking about segregation here. They're talking about, true, it's harder for you to vote, or they're asking you to be accountable when you do vote. They are not saying black people vote on Monday, white people vote on Thursday. This is not about segregation. The second phase of Jim Crow. The phase separates but equal with commonly used to justify the laws. They're justifying the segregation. Number three, not all Jim Crow laws focused on African Americans. Did you know that? Not all of Jim Crow law focus on African American. But today, they're going to tell you it does. At the end of the 19th century, when Southern states passed laws of racial segregation aimed against black, these laws were collectively called the Jim Crow laws. Jim Crow became the personification of the system that encourages racial oppression and segregation of the United States. Now, are we trying to, we got to look at this. Are we trying to oppress black people? This new law in Georgia? I'm saying this because you're going to be hearing other people talk about this new law. I think it's the bill is 202. You can look it up. So if you think this bill in Georgia, this new voting restriction or suppression bill in Georgia is segregation, separating blacks from voting from white people, then you're on it. Or is it about oppression and segregation? I don't see it oppressing anybody. I see it as a matter of inconvenience, but it's not oppression. You can still vote. But white people don't think you can. White people think you're trifling. White people think black people are lazy and trifling and stupid. Because we're not going to make it convenient for you lazy, trifling, stupid niggers. Because the white people who are Democrats are not complaining. They're going to say, okay, we're going to have to rearrange our schedule and we have to vote because our vote's important. So they're counting. So the Democrats and the press are saying, talking down to black people like we're lazy and we're trifling and we're stupid and we're uneducated. And just because it's inconvenient, we're not going to vote because we're too lazy. The Negro's too lazy to get up, be inconvenient, and go vote. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. The phrase Jim Crow law was used early in 1892. One of the first publications to use the phrase was New York Times. It appeared in the title of an article about voting laws in the South. The Jim Crow law enforced racial segregation in the Southern United States, former Confederate States of America, as mandated by the policies approved by the state legislature. In the North, de facto, racial segregation happened. De facto means there were no laws that mandated it, but racial segregation between white Americans and black Americans were practiced, usually in private dealings, you know, when you're doing bank loans, not even jobs. You have to ask yourself, if that's what's happening now, yes, some of it is. Black people, it's harder for black people to get a loan. Yes, I got a feeling it's harder for black people to get jobs. But are there black people working in jobs, and can they apply for jobs? And if you don't like the situation, start black people got to stop being consumers and start being investors and start being business owners instead of whining and crying and bitching about it, how unfair life is. While racial segregation started between Europe Americans and African Americans, it eventually spread out to include other ethnicities and nationalities. Did you know that? Did you know that it spread out to include other ethnicities and nationalities? Yeah. Bet you didn't know that, because white people want you to own, black people to own that. It was meant towards them, but it also spread out to other nationalities. Irish, when they first came here. Did they get jobs? No. Italians. Segregation, oppression, lack of jobs. But they want black people, the left want black people to own it, because black people will talk about it out loud. During the Reconstruction era, federal law protected the civil rights of the free men. Former black American slaves and former free blacks in the South and states that were part of the Confederate. But when in the 1870s rolled in, the Democrats slowly regained power in the legislatures by employing rebellious paramilitary groups like the Red Shirts, White League, and even the KKK. That's what the Democrats did. Know your history. After the Democrats gained power, they put into place the Jim Crow laws. It wasn't the Republicans. It was the Democrats. They put into place the Jim Crow laws, which officially separated the black Americans from the white population. The laws mandated segregation in public places like restrooms, transportation, schools, restaurants, and many other places. The Jim Crow laws also made it difficult for the blacks to exercise their rights to vote. What brings us to this? The Jim Crow laws also made it difficult for the blacks to exercise their right to vote. Made it difficult. Did they vote? Yes. Wasn't easy. Segregation means that there are restaurants that are for black only. And one where we know what segregation is. I don't have to go into that. After World War II ended, African Americans increasingly questioned and challenged racial segregation, believing that they move more than they earn. They demanded full citizenship after World War II ended in the country due to service and sacrifices they made during the war. And that was just fair, that they want to be treated, we want to be treated fully like an American with all the rights and privileges afforded as a citizen. This move was called the Civil Rights Movement. It was fueled by many events, including the blinding of Isaac Woodard in 1946 while he was still in the Army uniform. I'm just going to read a couple of examples, and then we're going to move on. Some examples of Jim Crow laws: all railroads carrying passengers in a state other than street railroads should provide equal but separate accommodations for white and colored races by providing two or more passenger cars for each passenger train, or by dividing the cars by partition so as to separate the races. That was in Tennessee, 1891. Marriages are void when one party is a white person and the other party, get this, possess one-eighth or more Negro, Japanese, or Chinese blood. One-eighth. One-eighth. If you even have one-eighth of Negro, Japanese, or Chinese blood, you're out. Not all Jim Crow law focus on African Americans. Some dealt with other nationalities, like one California law made selling alcohol to Indians illegal. Indians suffered under the Jim Crow laws. Again, in 21, they want black people to own this, but it did affect other people too. And you didn't realize that Indians were also affected by alcohol with the Jim Crow law. There is a Jim Crow Museum of Racist Memorabilia, and it's located in Ferris State University in Michigan. The Civil Rights Law was 1964. So I wanted you to understand what Jim Crow was, to get the idea of what Jim Crow is, because you're going to hear Jim Crow. And the President of the United States said Jim Crow focused on black, but it also went to other things. And if you think this little law in Texas, or Georgia, I'm sorry, this little law in Georgia, this bill in Georgia, not law yet, bill, is a Jim Crow law, you would have to ask yourself, is this segregation? You got to check that box. No. Is it oppression? Check the box. No. Why is it segregation? Because there is also white Democrats who are also now at a disadvantage of voting. And they have to make arrangement to vote. So this is for black Democrats as well as white Democrats. So why is black people owning this inconvenience? Why isn't white people now are just as disadvantaged or inconvenienced as black people? So why we own that? And why are black people getting sucked into this, saying, yeah, China, stop my vote and everything? It's Democrats. This bill is to get a Republican elected. This is what this bill is about. But black people are getting upset because they're inconvenient. I can't do that, and I can't do that. And you're not bringing me any water while I'm in line. Bring your own water, motherfucker. Bring your own. And you're falling into the same stereotype that white people think we are. Lazy, stupid, uneducated. And this is coming from the Democrats, who says, well, we should be able to bring black people water in line. You heard the president. I want to play it again. I need to play that again. I took it up, but you got to hear what he said. I just explained to you what Jim Crow was about. And Joe Biden, you got it. I hope I can play that again. Okay, here it is. Listen to him. Now that you know what Jim Crow's about, it's like somebody should whisper to Biden, look, your vice president is black. Where's the oppression? Where's the segregation? But listen to him again. Now that I schooled you on what Jim Crow is, listen.
Un-American, this whole initiative is. It's sick. Deciding in some states that you cannot bring water to people standing in line waiting to vote. Deciding that you're going to end voting at 5 o'clock when working people are just getting off work.
Ooh. Oh, Lordy. Feet don't feel me now. At 5 o'clock. Lordy, I can't vote. Lordy, oh, Lordy, I wish I could vote, but I got to walk. And what? Duh. Now, Weezy, you can't be in line right now because they're not going to give you any water. If we're not getting any water, we're not going to vote. Oh, Lordy, I got to walk to 5 o'clock. Come on. This is what he's telling you. Listen. Listen. Because, again, the narrative is that we cannot bring our own water while we're in line. Hell, I'm not only bringing water, I got muffins, I got potato chips, I got a freaking fruit truck in my backpack. And people don't have it, I'm selling the motherfucker, make some money on the side. I'm a businessman. Are you fucking kidding me? whoa, black people, we got to give them, we got to keep them hydrated. You know, we don't want a bunch of raisins in line. Oh, Lord, this is sick that we can't hydrate black people while they vote. And by the way, some black people are Republicans, too. Not all black people are going to be voting as a Democrat. Oh, Lord. Here we go. Listen, this is what they think of you.
It's sick. It's sick. Deciding in some states that you cannot bring water to people standing in line waiting to vote. Deciding that you're going to end voting at 5 o'clock when working people are just getting off work. Deciding that there will be no absentee ballots under the most rigid circumstances. It's all designed, and I'm going to spend my time doing three things. One, trying to figure out how to pass the legislation passed.
It is all designed, but I'm going to take a shot here. I think it goes for Republicans, too. They have the same rules. But I don't know. Maybe when I see a white boy in line that he's being hydrated. Look at that, Ma. Look at that, Weezy. That white boy don't look like he's thirsty. Yeah. Somebody fetched him some water. Look at us out here. I'm up here fanning myself with a newspaper that they don't even make newspaper anymore. Look at the date of this newspaper, Weezy. It's 1934. Ooh, child. I don't know if I'm going to vote. Lordy, lordy, lordy. The sun's out. I'm not going to vote and stand in this line. I didn't get no water. Look at that nigga over there, Brian. He's up there. He has sunglasses on. He has facial cream, and he's selling potato chips and some water. He brought his own water. Let's go over there. And buy. How much is he selling that water? $10. Nigga sells it there. $10 for some water? Damn right. Damn right. Good morning, King. Good morning, King.
Hey, good morning, Brian. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
And good morning to all the listeners listening.
You're the only one here, my. You're the only one here, my brother. You're the only one.
Okay.
I'm trying to. You know, they're gonna. My race is going to kill me, King. They're going to hang. I'm going to be hung by black people. Hang that nigga.
Shit, we already doing that to each other. It might not be, you know, physically, but, you know, mentally and verbally, we do that. We do that every day.
Exactly. They may not know the truth, but I'm telling the truth. If, you know, if they pass, we're going to get into the laws and everything, but if they pass this law, white people have to abide by the law, too. White people, Republicans have to do the same. If they're going by the same thing. And if a white person can get to that, they work 9 to 5, too. And if they can get to that voting box, why can't we? And there's left-wing news up there saying, well, black people ain't going to do that. I go, why not? Because black people are lazy and trifling. Oh, Lord, feet, do your stuff. Just move. I mean, how they're painting us pisses me off. See, we're not thinking out of the box. It's like,
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I mean, you're right. I mean, this law is for everybody in Georgia, including white people and Republicans. I don't hear them yelling.
They only call us lazy because we don't pick cotton for free no more. Mm. You know what I mean? Like,
that's true.
You know, when we were out there, you know, doing shit for free, then it wasn't a problem. But now that you know, things have changed and we're able to get out there and work, and we don't work for free anymore, you know, that's why they want to call us lazy now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's crazy because, I mean, I ain't trying to down talking Mexicans because I got Mexican friends or whatever. So. You know, I don't want nobody to take it offensive, but that's the reason why they replace us by saying the Mexicans work harder and they're hard workers. But, you know, it's like they only say that because Mexicans will get out there and they'll work for $7.25 an hour. And it's like, you know, yeah, you got some black folks. Some of them will work for $7.25, and you got some that won't work for $7.25 because they feel like, no, you know what I'm saying? I deserve the same amount of pay as this, you know what I mean? So it's, it's crazy how they label us now, you know what I mean? And I remember, I remember at one time, and I don't know if it's true or not, you know what I mean? And, you know, maybe somebody can correct me on it, but I remember when Donald Trump was trying to call us black people lazy when he was in office. You know what I mean? So, and, I mean, he was talking about the Mexicans too, but he had them working in the White House. You know what I mean? And so
doing his lawn and shit at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. You know, and so I'm trying to listen into what you were talking about, and you know, I'm trying to what was you talking about? Like, what was it? President Biden was bringing up the Jim Crow stuff or something, or what?
There's a law, a bill, not a law yet. It's a bill called 202, which is a Georgia bill that is restricting a lot of convenience for people, like mail-in voting. Standing in line, you cannot give people water, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of inconvenience. So Biden was saying the word Jim Crow. This is sick. This is like un-American. This is like Jim Crow. It's like, no, it's not. Jim Crow was about segregation. It's like, look behind you. You got a vice president who's black. About oppression, you got a vice president who's black. Look, this is not Jim Crow. Now, and so that's what I'm explaining. Don't. And it pisses me off what he said. He just said this is sick, this is Jim Crow, and this is repression. No, it's not. They're not trying to that law goes for Republicans as well as white Democrats too. But they're going to own it to black people saying, well, this is racist because now you're making it inconvenient for black people to vote. It's like, well, it's inconvenient for white folks to vote too. Why are you putting that on us? It makes it inconvenient for the Republican white people to vote, too. It's the state law. It's not a racist law. And the only reason black people are upset, and they're trying to paint it on us, and you're going to hear it, well, this is racist. I don't know how it could be racist if the white Democrats have to do the same thing in law and the Republicans have to go do the same thing. Where's the racism? And you'll hear a little bit more about what they're talking about this. And I'm insulted hearing that because the whole state has to go. But here's Martin Luther King the third. He's calling this bill racist. The third.
Yeah.
Here's Martin Luther King. And listen to what he says.
Georgia's Republican governor signed a sweeping election overhaul bill imposing new restrictions on voting in the state. Joining us in the Situation Room, global human rights leader Martin Luther King III. Thank you for coming on. Look forward to hearing your reaction to this about this bill the governor in Georgia, Governor Kemp, just signed into law. It's one of many efforts underway across the country to restrict voter access. What impact will this law have on voters in your state of Georgia?
Well, first of all, it's a very sad day for this state. It bodes to moving back to Jim Crow era kind of legislation. The impact certainly has the potential to reduce voters.
You're going to hear Jim Crow again. That's the trigger, everybody. That's the most racist thing you can do. That's the trigger. Don't be confused. Jim Crow, I already told you what Jim Crow was about. It was about oppression and segregation. That's Jim Crow. This bill that they signed, it's an inconvenience, but they're not oppressing black people. It's Democrats. The bill was meant to get a Republican elected to turn Georgia back to red. This is what the bill was, is to get him. Now, they said black people did the most voting. Okay, fine. But the underlying core is, it's to take the votes away from the Democrats and give it back to the Republicans. Now, I did my homework, and I want you all to think this. Georgia turned blue. That's right. They were normally red. They were normally Republicans. Do you think black people turn Georgia blue? Well, let's break it down. Black people make up 32% of Georgia's population. 30%. 32. And that's not saying all black people voted Democratic. It only makes up 32% of the population. To turn Georgia blue, which is Democrat, it's going to take more than 32% of the vote. It's going to take a lot of white people, too, to vote Democratic. It's going to take a lot of Republicans to stay home and say, I know I'm part of this because Trump, I don't want to deal with it. Barely turned it blue. But even if you got, now when you hear the population, I want you to listen to me for a minute. When you hear the population of 32.4% black in Georgia, those are not all people who can vote. There's a lot. They're talking about the population. They're talking about babies, and they're talking about teenagers. They're talking about people who are not old enough to vote yet. That's in that 32%. They're not talking about the population who's in prison. They're not talking about that either. They're talking, and this whole population at 32% is the whole population. But people who can vote, it's not going to be 32%. Because that 32% is the whole population, that means there's a lot of black teenagers, there's a lot of people in prison, there's a lot of blah, 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 who could not vote. So it gets lesser and lesser than 32% of the people who can actually vote. And the black community, the people who can actually vote, is not going to be enough to turn Georgia into a Democratic state. Stop it, people. The reason Georgia turned Democrat is because a lot of white folks stayed home. They didn't want to vote for Trump. It's the same thing as Hillary, how Hillary lost. The reason Hillary lost, and she did win the popular vote, but the reason Hillary lost is a lot of Democrats did not like her, and they stayed home. That's the truth. That's a fact, Jack. So, black women, stop it. You're not the reason why Georgia turned Democrat. A lot of white folks voted. A lot of white Republicans voted Democrat. And with all y'all together, you barely inched out a win. I think it was only, Georgia was only like, really like 1,000 or 1,200 people. With all y'all together, including white folks, you eked out a win. If it was just black folks voting, there'd be no way in hell that would have turned into a Democratic state. Because Georgia makes up a 32.4%, and that's the whole population in Georgia. And that's accounting kids, childbirth, babies, and everything, not to mention people in prison, and these are people who cannot vote. So stop it. Stop it. So it gets lower. 31% black people. Again, when you say 31%, you got to remember, again, that's the whole population. So that's 30. Let's just say it's 29%. 29% and that means all of the people, all the black people of age voted. That means all the people who are 18 and over voted, and a lot of them did not do that. So we as black people did not bring Georgia to a Democratic state. Knock it off. We needed the help of white people, Indian people, Hispanic people, Asian people that brought us over. Stop it. So now, Martin Luther King is going to use this word. Remember I told you the word. The word is going to be, the trigger word is Jim Crow. I explained what Jim Crow was. Just remember, when you hear Jim Crow, you're going to remember two forms, the core of Jim Crow was segregation and oppression. And if in your heart that you think Biden, you think the black people in this world right now, 2021, is oppressed and they're separating us into segregation, you're going to check that box, you may be correct. But if you don't think we're oppressed, and I don't know, do I have to refer to where the press is? I don't think we are oppressed. We're able to do business. Yes, it's harder for us to get loans. You know what we should do? Invest in ourselves and get some black-owned bank. And why don't you black people start if you're really serious, start going to black-owned businesses and start investing in ourselves. Quit being consumers. Quit whining. But we are not oppressed people. And you want to start acting like oppressed people by crying this out and believing this shit, you're acting like an oppressed person. We are capable. We just had a princess, a black princess, who destroyed the UK not too long ago and took the prince away from the UK. That's power. We had another woman who's Oprah who's sitting there and her multi 450 acres of the most expensive property in Santa Barbara. Yeah, we're oppressed, all right. Tyler Perry has been, just stop it. You want to get oppression in your head, you will stay oppressed. You want that 40 acres and a mule, you will still wait for it. Here's Martin Luther King again, Jr., the third. Remember, when you hear Jim Crow, this is going to be the buzzword, it means oppression and segregation. And if that's what you think black people are, then he's right. If not, bullshit. Here we go.
Just moments ago, Georgia's Republican governor signed a sweeping election overhaul bill imposing new restrictions on voting in the state. Joining us in the Situation Room, global human rights leader Martin Luther King III. Thank you for coming on. Look forward to hearing your reaction to this, about this bill the governor and Georgia, Governor Kemp, just signed into law. It's one of many efforts underway across the country to restrict voter access. What impact will this law have on voters in your state of Georgia?
Well, first of all, it's a very sad day for this state. It bodes to moving back to Jim Crow era kind of legislation. The impact certainly has the potential to reduce voters, particularly of color, who normally would have all voters would have a longer time to vote. I think there's something in that legislation that says you can't even bring somebody water. How inhumane can these legislators be? Starting, even though the governor didn't vote, he of course approved it by signing the legislation. It's not surprising. It's greatly disappointing that our state has gone in this direction. What it means is that people are going to have to be more vigilant. Black people, young people, older people, poor people are going to have to be even more vigilant. It's unfortunate that this trend is happening all across America in over 40 states across our nation. It used to be a time where if you called someone a racist, they would want to retreat. But now it seems to be in vogue and all right to be a racist. It's a sad day in America, quite frankly.
And you view that bill that he signed as a form of racism?
Excuse me?
And so you're saying that you view the bill that he signed as a form of racism?
Oh, absolutely. There's no other reason. Why would you put something in place? You said we had a great election back in January, on January 5th, and, of course, last year in November. There were no flaws or anything. So why would you restrict? We're supposed to be expanding the right to vote to make it easier for more people to vote, not restricting the right to vote. It's a travesty. It's tragic. And I think voters, maybe this is going to backfire. The hope is that more and more people will vote, because they've made it so much more difficult by what they've done, which should be unconstitutional. And when you think about the fact we lead the nation and the world in promoting democracy, but we're blocking democracy at home. It's a sad day in Georgia.
Sad day. It's a sad-ass day. I like to act it out. And this is how it would be. Oh, Lord. I've been waiting in line for a long time. How long has it been, Weezy? 7 minutes. And I've been waiting for somebody to bring me a water. You know how we need to be hydrated. Well, really, why didn't you bring your own water? Well, I heard that people bring us water. I don't know if I'm going to vote. They're not even bring me. Oh, why, Abbe, they better bring me a Danish. That's right. Because I am so lazy and stupid that I didn't bring my own water knowing that it was going to be hot. This is unconstitutional. This is racist. I can't even get no water. Oh, Lord. Lord, remind me of the old days. When Master, even Master used to give a water on a hot day. Well, let me just play this little song right here to make us feel better.
Yes,
here we go.
It happened on one
right.
of them zippity-doo-dah days.
When we're going
now,
to
that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of your
My, oh, my, I can't vote today. I got no water. I got no time. Zippity-doo-dah. I'm losing my mind. Oh, NC. Jesus. Come on. Thank you. Thank you. When you know something, you know it's something wrong when you're not dealing with the facts and you have to go with the lower denominator. They don't even, if you have to say, and you're Martin Luther King Jr., and you have to say, they're not even bringing us city water. Where at any, I voted, I didn't see nobody bring me water. I didn't look. Where's the water, honey? Well, Ryan, there's no water. No water! It's racist. Well, white people are not getting water either. Dumb motherfuckers. I just came here for the water. I didn't really want to vote anyway. Any no way. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Oh, Jesus. Well, I guess I'll go shuffling. I'm not waiting in line anymore. Let me go shuffling back to the car. You know, there I could go to the market and go to that Walmart and get me some water. 'Cause I ain't going to vote today. No way am I voting. Martin Luther King Jr. the Third.
And a sad day for America.
I want to get your thoughts on what we heard from President Biden today. He said he agrees with former President Obama that the filibuster is a relic of the Jim Crow era. You wrote about the filibuster in a new op-ed for CNN.com called "This Is What My Father Would Have Done." So what would your father have done about this?
Well, number one, perhaps there would have been additional mobilization efforts before it got to this particular point. And in fact, I would say if my father had lived, we would probably be dealing with different issues, not the issues that we're dealing with right now. But right now, the only thing that we can do is to mobilize and to organize and to get more and more people registered. And when the voting starts, to vote immediately.
Really?
Those are the only provisions that I'm aware of.
That's
now, the final provision, maybe if the Senate passes, you know, S1, which is being talked about, and Senator Schumer and...
That's an idea. Nobody thought about that. Just to mobilize and get us going, and when the polls open, we vote. I mean, wow, what a brilliant idea. Who thought of that? Well, sure would me, because I'm just a slow-ass nigga. I'm not doing much of a thinking person. No, I'm just going to go on my rocking chair on my porch, and I'm going to rock away and hoping somebody do something for me, because I am not a thinking nigga. I am not an acting nigga, and God knows that I do not want to go out of my way to make things right. I'm going to sit here on my porch, and I'm going to play my favorite rap song.
Yes, sir, honey.
Yeah.
It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days.
I love the way he raps.
Now, that's the kind of day
that's
when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it.
Come on. You know the song.
Zippity-doo-dah. My, oh, my. What a wonderful day.
Sunshine. I don't have to vote today. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay, yeah. Go on, Brian. You go ahead and keep talking, because I's listening. I'm listening to what you got to say. And I saw you in line selling that water for $3.25 a bottle. You made a lot of money that day, and I bet you voted. Yes, I did, because you didn't look dehydrated. Your skin looked smooth and shiny. I look like a raisin over here because nobody fetched me no water. Come on. End scene. Oh, here we go. I get applause for this. You know, this is good acting job. You know, I went to school for this. Oh, where's my applause? I get no credit whatsoever. Come on. Come on. A lot of other black. Denzel Washington would have got applause. I get nothing. Nothing. Got so much talent, and people just don't even recognize it. I think y'all are just racist. I'm a talented man. Talented man. Yeah. Yeah, Jim Crow. Shut up. Shut up. But that's not the first time you're going to hear that word. You're going to hear it again, because I'm going to play a couple more. And then we're going to go for that black bitch who got arrested. That's right. B-I-T-C-H. That's it.
Yeah, I was listening to what you were saying earlier. I had messages coming from my children's teachers and stuff, but I was listening to what you were saying about the you was mentioning Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s son, you know, him telling the speech. And you know, I can't imagine being Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s son or child, period, and seeing what today's world is like. I mean, I know he's probably like, damn, things have changed, you know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine, you know, but I don't know. I've always felt like the world, period, has always beated us down, you know what I mean, as a race, you know, and, you know, one thing I don't like is when, and I'm going to have to say this, and I know some people are going to probably disagree, but if you have mixed children, you really can't understand like me and you understand, you know what I mean, because we're full African-American, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or American, however you want to say that, you know. And so it's like, you know, when we go through our issues, it's kind of weird when people who have not even walked through our shoes open up their mouths, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, I mean, the thing you can do is you could say how you feel, like you don't like it, but as far as trying to put yourself in our shoes, I kind of hate when people do that because it's like you don't know what it's like. You know what I mean? Just like that movie. I sat down and I showed my kids that movie. And I don't know if I told you about this, but I sat down and I showed my kids the movie called The Hate U Give, you know? And I sat them down and I told them, I said, look, I said, when we go car shopping, because I'm going to be getting me a car or a truck soon, you know, I said, whatever I decide to get, I said, we're going to go to a park somewhere, and I'm going to pretend like I'm the cop, and I'm going to walk up to the car, because I said, you guys need to learn how to, you know, keep your hands still if I just happen to get pulled over when you guys are with me.
Right.
And so I showed them that movie, and so throughout that movie, I noticed the white girl, she is like she didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she cared. She didn't care. She just didn't understand. But whichever one was going on in her head, as you know, the character she was playing, it's like most white people, most European people, however you want to word that, they don't understand how it is with us. You know what I mean? They don't understand that when the cops are out there, they fear us. You know what I mean? And They'll do anything just to kill us. Oh, he had a gun. Oh, my goodness, it was a brush. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so You know, so, you know, when things like this is going on, I just hate when a person comes in who ain't never been born black a day in their life starts speaking
right.
their opinion. It's like, you know, you could mention your feelings and this and that and the other, but as far
mm-hmm.
as that, you can't really say too much. I mean, you could be concerned because you may have a family
right.
member or you might have
right.
grandchildren, nieces or nephews, but as far as, you know, really getting deep into you, it's not really too much you can say. But what you can
right.
do is have our back and support us, you know what I mean? And,
right.
and I was listening to you when you were talking about King's son, and I'm
mm-hmm.
sure he's probably just kind of like, this is really crazy. I mean, because he's probably looking at it from all different corners,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I mean, you know, and that Jim Crow thing, that's always something that's always the beginning of whatever they're getting ready to start. You know what I mean?
Right.
They use that word whenever they're getting ready to start something, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, me personally, I just don't see Biden or Kamala being for us African Americans, you know. For him to
mm-hmm.
bring that up and he knows what type of shit that is.
That should be ashamed. He should be ashamed. Bringing that
But y'all know mm-hmm. y'all know y'all president got early dementia. Y'all know he don't know his ass from a hole in the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
so,
I got I got $1,400.
Yeah.
I got $1,400.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The most embarrassing part about it is that last year when he was running for his campaign and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff, he was literally walking up to different black people down south
mm-hmm.
with his head up their asses, you know, promising this, promising them that, you
yeah.
know. And it's like now that you're giving us what we want,
mm-hmm.
as everybody is saying, now you want to
yeah.
go up this Jim Crow shit. And it's like, wait a minute, what did we go wrong? Like, what are we missing? You know?
Right. Right. And you're the most powerful. I agree with you. I mean, I think it was a shame for him to do that. And we got a lovely, lovely white girl coming in the studio. Hello, Miss Melissa.
Hey,
girl.
You are not listed on the pages, you know.
I am not listed anywhere. I know. They're not going.
It was coming up earlier.
Huh?
And then it went out because I found you. I was listening to you earlier, and then I found your show, and now it's gone.
Really? Here, let me take a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? King's here, by the way, Melissa.
But, hello, King. How are you?
Hey. Good morning, Melissa.
Hey.
I'm doing all right.
Good morning. Excellent.
What's her name was saying that, too, that I was on page 6 the other day. What are they doing?
Yeah.
Oh, no, there I am. There I am right there, first page.
You must have come back. Oliver, you're not going out. Yeah, there's a cat out there. Oh, my God. We've got a rogue cat.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm right there. I'm on the first page, and I'm right there
okay.
with my smiling, handsome self.
Beautiful.
Kiss the picture.
Beautiful.
Mwah.
Mm-hmm. So what's the topic?
Okay. I'm not doing
mwah,
anything
until
you give me a kiss. Give me a kiss.
Mwah. I just did. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
That's kissing Oliver. I'm not taking second
kisses. You like that?
Yum, 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 yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
The topic, mm-hmm. we were talking about, the main story, and I'll say it again, the main story is that everybody saw this yesterday. The Georgia State Department, Democratic lawmaker, she got arrested by banging on the door when Brian Kemp was trying to sign this new bill.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's on everybody's news and everything. And Biden said it was a form of Jim Crow, which I read what Jim Crow was before. You're going to hear
yeah.
that a lot. And a lot of people are not familiar with Jim Crow. Jim Crow
okay.
basically is a law to oppress
mm-hmm.
and segregation. Now,
mm-hmm.
if you want to check that out, right now I don't think
okay.
black people are oppressed, and I know we're not being segregated because they're trying to do the voting, make it more difficult to vote in Georgia. So now
mm-hmm.
the left-wing news starts saying, this is Jim Crow, this is racist. Well, I don't know if it's racist
God.
Because Even white Democrats.
Fox News and,
okay. Oh, no, this is even left-wing news. It's like, I said, how could this be racist? Because white Democrats have to do the same situation. Even Republicans have to do the same situation. So why are you crying racist
that's
here? This, huh?
Yeah.
You have to go?
Jillian, I was just home.
Oh. Okay. So that's what we're talking about. And so Biden was – so here's Biden being upset about it. I'll play it one more time. It's only a minute. That'll catch you up. So Biden's upset, and he used the word Jim Crow. And it's like, nigga, please, you're the president of the United States. Who's your vice president? How can you use Jim Crow when you have a black vice president who's not being oppressed, who's not doing segregation? But it's just a – well, here it is. This is how he was upset.
What I'm worried about is how un-American this whole initiative is. It's sick. It's sick. Deciding in some states that you cannot bring water to people standing in line.
Oh, my God. And then they're talking about this water. Now, you know, when you don't have facts, you're going to go with some stupid thing. Water in line? Well, white people are not getting water either. It's not just black people. It's like, okay, there's another section going, white people, here's your water. Black people go, hey, can I get some water? No, you don't get no water. Oh, there's a Mexican. I got to go. Here's your water. White people are not getting water in line either. White Democrats are not getting water in line either. And when you keep saying, well, black people need water in line, what, we dehydrate in the sun and we melt like raisins? What are you talking about? If nobody could bring your own fucking water. Why did we have to have somebody bring us water? You know what I mean? So they're pertaining this to black people and saying that this is wrong because black people cannot get water. So this is what's going on.
Hey, baby.
Is Oliver singing?
Can you hear the song? Can you hear it?
Is he singing?
Yes, it's his microphone. He likes the Frozen stuff, even though it's supposed to be for girls.
Yeah.
He likes the music.
Well, you know, music is a crossover.
Oh,
music is not just
God.
Meant for boys.
No.
I sing it all the time.
He loves
it.
You're not afraid. Yeah.
Right. Do you want to build a snowman?
Yeah.
I sing it all the time. Not afraid of choking.
I saw Biden. I was put him on yesterday. I was listening to his first press conference.
Right. That's what we're looking
at. Did you listen to that?
Yeah, that's what I was playing.
It was cringy.
It was cringy, wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
Yeah, every time he talks, it's kind of cringy. You know what I mean?
What did he say? In Guatemala, Mexico. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of horrible. Every time he talks, it's horrible. I was hoping when he got elected, he would just read and not really.
No.
You know, what I think he does. And people don't know this because I used to be a stutterer. I'm just going to say it. I don't know if this is his, but let me just tell you what I – when you're a stutterer, in your head, you're talking so fast and you edit yourself. And sometimes you edit yourself out loud and you sound like an idiot. And
Jillian had a boyfriend
that
was a stutterer.
Oh, yeah. It's like we're thinking so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And we edit ourselves, you know. I mean, my brother was really cruel to me. My older brother, when I was a stutterer, he used to put me on long distance to my grandma. Hey, talk to Brian. And, you know, people didn't want to talk to me. He's like, hi, baby.
I know. Jillian said his mother used to hang up on him. Isn't that awful? When he
stuttered? And they used to laugh.
His mother would hang up, Brian, his own mother.
Right. Right.
What?
It's like, and back in those days, you did not have this. We had long distance, meaning they charge you per minute and not like
remember?
The coverage. So it was, so I have to give him that because when I was a stutter, you edit yourself really quickly and then you're thinking so fast and then you go, I'm going to go here. And then you change your mind, going, I'm not going to go here. You take the shortcut.
Yeah.
And I think he does that out loud. And people look at him like, okay, you're lost. Because he says that a lot. Well, I'm not going to go there. Go to something else. And he does that out loud, and stutterers usually do that. But here's Biden again. Here we go.
Waiting to vote, deciding that you're going to end voting at 5 o'clock when working people are just getting off work, deciding that there will be no absentee ballots under the most rigid circumstances, It's all designed, and I'm going to spend my time doing three things. One, trying to figure out how to pass.
Yeah, it is designed. We know it's designed. Go ahead. Of course it's designed. They didn't like George
yeah.
and went Democrat. It is designed. They're trying to suppress
what?
The vote. But you know what? We don't let it suppress us. If voting is closing at 5, guess what? We vote at our lunchtime. Voting closes early, guess what? We vote before we go to work. If this or voting is this, we ask our boss, can we have half day so we can vote? Stop whining. Because this law goes to everybody, white Democrats too, white Republicans too. It is just not, and I don't like it when they target black people. Well, and they make us look like we're lazy, and if we're inconvenienced, we're not doing it. And then when they insult me, like you can't bring water in line, it's like, why are you insulting me? I'm a black person. I bring my own water. I was telling people, I not only got water, I got muffins, I got potato chips, I got a whole buffet on me. You know what I mean?
Potato salad.
I got potato salad. I even got toilet paper. I don't want to go use their toilet paper. So it's not going to deter black people when they're waiting in line to vote that nobody's going to bring them water, and I think it's an insult hearing that. And then we go
yeah.
from that. Then we
Thank
go from
you.
That to. Let me see. So we're getting to our main story, but first you got to hear. So here's Rachel Maddow's. Same thing. Remember the term. And the left wing news wants you to hear that term, Jim Crow. And when I tell you, when you hear Jim Crow, this is the core of Jim Crow: oppression and segregation. And if you think black people are oppressed. We got rappers, we got billionaires, we are not oppressed. If you think we're in segregation, that they're separating us from whites, we're not. Look at your vice president, he'll tell you that's a lie. But that word is supposed to trigger uneducated black people who are stupid and uneducated. Oh, Jim Crow, I heard about that. That's about slavery. Well, it's about oppression and segregation. Yeah, slavery. I remember back when my great-great-uncle, Kukukente, he couldn't vote. What? Yep. Back then. Racism. And black people, and I wrote it in my marquee. I actually said it and I meant it. And tell me if you agree with this, Melissa. You are white. And tell me if you agree with it, King. You are black. Here's what I wrote. If black people want to become...
Say that again.
Me?
I didn't hear you. Yeah.
Well, here's what I wrote, and you tell me if I'm wrong. That's all. But I wrote this. If black people want to become equal, quit relying upon racism to bail you out of trouble. That's it. It's it in a nutshell. Don't expect people to bend over backwards to appease you. Don't expect people to go out of their way to make you feel comfortable. That is not being equal. That is oppression and appeasing you so you don't get upset because you're not intelligent enough or tough
yeah.
enough to understand a situation. That is reverse prejudice. And you're insulting me. That's how I meant. And let's go to Hello, Oliver. And we're getting to our main story, but this... So here we go. This is good. So here's Rachel Maddow. Here's Rachel Maddow. I know, Oliver. Freedom, Oliver. Freedom. I can't wait till you raise your little Jamaican fist to the air. Freedom. Because you're going to be a freedom
does.
Fighter.
Just put
That's
it up
right.
in the air.
Nana! Black power and Jamaican power, baby. Here's Rachel Maddow, same thing, and then we're going to get to our main story. You got to hear her.
The president leaned heavily on the Secretary of State in Georgia, Republican Brad Raffensperger. To the top election official in the state, he told Raffensperger that Raffensperger needed to find Trump around 12,000 votes, just enough votes to undo by audited the ballots in Cobb County. What's the White House chief of staff doing here in person, looming or tamper with the election results to say Trump won instead of Biden? The state elections officials, the secretaries of state, the poor ballot counters, right? These were the pressure points that announced that Donald Trump had won elections that affect poor Americans and Americans. Much of what constitutes free and fair elections
Republicans have found a new way to cut one of those last dangling threads. Tonight, the Republican governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, has signed into law a sweeping, staggering bill that undoes much of what constitutes free and fair elections in the state of Georgia. It will actively prevent people from accessing their constitutional right to vote in a way that will disproportionately affect poor Americans and Americans of color, voters that, of course, tend to skew Democratic. And the voter suppression elements of this Georgia law that was, again, just signed tonight, it's now Georgia law, the voter suppressive elements to make it harder to vote, that's, those things have received a lot of attention. But here's maybe the part that's even worse. What this bill will also do is codify into law the process by which Donald Trump tried to undo the Georgia election results in 2020, what he also tried to do in Michigan and other states. I mean, what Republicans in Georgia have written into this voter suppression law that was just signed tonight is that they have given the Republicans in the state legislature the power to do in Georgia what Trump was trying to do in 2020 when he was trying to nullify the election results and instead have himself declared the winner. By mandate of this bill that just passed into law in Georgia tonight, the Secretary of State in Georgia, the one who stood up to Trump's orders that he needed to find the right number of votes and overturn the election, by mandate of this bill signed into law tonight, he will hereby be removed as chair and voting member of the State Election Board, which is the entity that oversees the certification of elections in Georgia. That power will instead be handed to the Republican-controlled legislature, who will appoint a new chair of their choosing, as well as the majority of the board's members. Republicans in the Georgia legislature wanted to go along with what Trump was insisting should happen in Georgia. This bill will give them the power to do that. What this bill does is it carves out the people inside the state government who refused to overturn the election for Trump. It hands that power to a new, hand-picked group of people friendly to the Republicans in the Georgia state legislature who wanted to go along with what Trump was demanding. The election board will also be afforded new powers under this law. They will be allowed to take over any individual county election board in the state that they see fit. So again, Republican-appointed officials from the state legislature allowed to take over any county's elections operations, any county. They choose. They don't like a result in a specific county. They can oust that county's election machinery and instead take over themselves. I mean, Donald Trump had to make threatening phone calls. He had to cook up crazy conspiracy theories about suitcases filled with ballots. He had to send his chief of staff to go cross his arms and look mean while they counted the ballots. But because of this, a dangling thread of people standing up and saying, no, this isn't right, Republicans couldn't actually pull off what he was trying to do in Georgia in 2020. This bill just signed tonight snips that last thread. It removes the guardrails that prevented Trump's scheme in Georgia from working in 2020. It institutionalizes the potential to overturn an election in the state of Georgia at partisan insistence. And it's done. Kemp just signed it. Hey, thanks for watching our YouTube channel.
There you go. Now, she brought up some good points. She didn't bring up any crap about water. She didn't bring up any crap about anything else. She brought up some good points about what this law can do. And my mistake, I said, Bill, it was signed the law, and we're going to do the transition now. Now, what do we do? Now, let me break it down for you. Yes. What we can break it down is that Congress can act upon this. They could. Congress could act upon this. And they will. There's also another person, I forgot his name, he is also suing the state of Georgia for being unconstitutional. Now, whether he wins or not, I don't know. But what does it do? Now, then you want to, see, why do I have to save the world? I can't save the world. It's Friday. I need a day off. Instead of us whining about this is racist and whining about this, you take action. Do I really have to move to Georgia to do this? If you don't like what the governor did, get a petition together and impeach the motherfucker, number one. And if you don't want to do that, do the second thing. and how you really want to hurt somebody is you take their money away. How do you take their money away? You make them lose their job. Two things. Vote the fucker out of office. Let him sign his death warrant. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Don't run around racism and, oh, my God, it's doomed. He just signed this law and everything. Ah, there are things you can do. Vote the motherfucker out. I'll make the T-shirt. Vote the motherfucker out. You want to get rid of him? Get rid of his job. People will vote. People vote him out. Or you want to be active, start getting a petition together and impeach the motherfucker. Let them know that the people are not happy about this. There are things to do. But for God's sake, don't get sucked into this racism thing, because this affects Republicans as well as Democrats of all races, and white people, too. There are white Democrats going, oh, fuck, really? But they're going to do it. And when the polls open up, you get your motherfucking ass up there and then you vote. Ain't no big thing. No big thing. But don't let the left-wing press come up here and saying that, calling you lazy and calling you uneducated and calling you stupid, because that's exactly what they're saying. When you hear a politician say, oh, they won't even bring you water, you go, so? What do you mean they won't bring us water? Like, black people can't bring their own water? What are you saying? Well, black people, they're not going to bring you water. This is sick. This is unconstitutional. This is Jim Crow. What? I waited in line for 45 minutes. I didn't get no water. If I knew somebody had water, I would have been in line earlier. We could bring our own water if we want to. We could bring our own snacks if we want to. So that narrative, to me, is an insult to every black person living today who's voting, saying, we can bring our own water. What's the big deal with that? We don't need a white knight and a white person come up here and say, here, sir, would you like some water? You look a little thirsty, you black guy. Well, thank you. Thank you, massa. I was mighty thirsty. I've been waiting in line for 2 minutes. Sun sure hot today. Well, here you go. Thank you, white boy. You are mighty nice. Because that's basically what they're saying to you. We could bring our own water. Some white guy comes up to you. I won't take it anyway. Who's going to take a lot of us are not even taking a vaccination shot, for God's sake. You're going to take water from a stranger? I am not taking no water from some southern boy from Georgia who's coming up to me, if I'm waiting in line, coming up to me in some leotards or suspenders and going, well, it looks like it's hot out here. Would you like some water? Hell no. I don't know what you put in that water. Get the fuck away from me. Well, okay. I'm just trying to help you. Get out of here. I'm not accepting any water from nobody I don't know. Get out of here. So that's an insult. That's an insult. You look a lot thirsty. You black people do. You get thirsty a lot easier when the hot sun come out. Because look at you. You look like you're melting like one of those ice cream cones. And I see it. I used to have a fudgesicle. You look just like the fudgesicle that I used to have when I was a baby. You need some water. Who can keep you in line to vote? Shut up. We're going to do our transition, and that's what I have to say about that. And all I'm just trying to say is, and I said it in the marquee, if black people want to become equal, quit relying upon racism to bail you out of trouble. Stop it. Things go wrong, racism. And we're going to do a transition to our main story. Here we go. Georgia State Democrat lawmaker. She was arrested. I say, good. Her black ass should be arrested. And why? And people are going to go, Brian, what? I go, yeah. Because I connected it, and this is what I wrote. Governor Brian Kemp was signing this bill, and he made it into law about this voter. I'll give you the voter suppression. I'll give you that. Made it harder for us to vote. Okay. But he also made it harder for white people to vote, too, of Republicans and Democrats. So it's not just us black people. This bill, this law was made for Democrats to be suppressed and Republicans to win the state. bottom line. Now, if you want to add crap to it to sell newspapers, or you want to add racism to it so people could change the channel and get people all hyper and they're on Twitter and everything, you want to add that shit to it, okay, it gives you attention. But the bottom line is to suppress the votes so the Republicans can take over the state. That's it. Full stop. And then I added here, this was purely a stunt. She knew better. This bitch knew better. This is a woman. Now, I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it, and I want you to listen to your ears. Now, this woman, listen to what I'm saying. Trump, okay, listen to what I'm saying. Well, here's one guy here. She was arrested, and here's this one guy. What was her name again? Park, Representative Park Cannon. She's a Representative Park Cannon. If you don't know who Representative Park Cannon is, I have to explain who she is so you get what I'm saying, because I try to do that, you know. This is the woman who was arrested yesterday and went, all this shit. Here she is. Her name is Park Cannon. She's a member of the Georgia House of Representatives. She's a state representative. Okay? She represents the D-58th District of Georgia. That's who she is. Doesn't say much else about her, but that's all you need to know. She's a state representative in the House. She knows the law. She knows the law. So the hoopla yesterday is that she was arrested. And it reminds me of something else. It reminds me of something else. But before we get to that story, here's Gerald Giggs, and he speaks after Representative Park Cannon was arrested. And this is what he has to say.
Representative Park Cannon, she has been charged with two felonies. Okay. Yeah. We just secured the release of my client, Representative Park Cannon. She has been charged with two felony offenses by the Capitol Police. We plan on vigorously defending against these charges. There are videos, there are witnesses, and we fully expect to fully litigate these cases and to make sure her name is clear. We respect every single person that has been out here supporting her. We thank you. We will ask for more support, but it's a very sensitive time, a very sensitive occasion that has happened, and
no,
we're just going to make sure that her voice is elevated in this moment.
She did this.
Because it appears that there was overreach by law enforcement.
Really?
But we will get to the bottom of every single thing that happened.
She has
so
a lot of ass, so
you've got
to get to the bottom
we
of this.
We are thankful for the support of her pastor, Raphael Warnock, who's also, of course, the U.S. and United States Senator. But we just ask the public to make sure that they understand that this is just the beginning of justice for Park Cannon and
Shut
that we
up.
Stand with Park.
Justice. Shut up. Of course, he's wearing the NAACP hat. You want to make sure that the NAACP got their branding in. There's justice. Now, you heard this fool. He bailed her out. So you know the end of the story. She was bailed out. How did we get there? This reminds me of something I remember. And I'm going to have to get into my time machine because this reminds me of something. Because when I saw this, I'm going, this reminds me of something else. I'm going, what does it remind me of? I got to get in my time machine. So excuse me, I'm going to get in here. I'm taking King with me. Last time I got in the time machine, I needed a little help. All right, I'm going to go in my time machine because this reminds me of something that's still going on. Yeah, it does. Let's go back in time. Here we go. Let's go back in time. This is the year 2020. Let's see what's let's see what's happening in 2020. What is this thing called, a virus? Really? It's not real. It's fake. People get upset with this so-called hoax of a virus. Let's see what else is happening in 2020. Look, the Brian Hammer Show just went up ratings. Oh, that's nice. I'm looking around. There's a group of people out here. I wonder what's going on. I would mosey on down there and see what's going on in 2020. Look, there's Rudy Giuliani.
Let's have trial by combat.
Uh-oh.
For the land of the free.
What's going on here?
Now it is up to Congress to confront this egregious assault on our democracy. And after this, we're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you, and we're going to walk down to the Capitol, and we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women.
I hate the top. Get me out of here.
That was close. That was close. Woo! 2020 was a bad motherfucking year. That was close. And why did I go there? Because it's the same shit. And I want you to follow me. Just follow me. Trump gave a rally. You heard it. At the same time, they were counting and certifying Biden as the President of the United States. Follow me? So Trump gave this rally to stop that certification because he said it was fraud. And those people got upset saying the whole thing was about to stop the certification. People forget. People have short memories. So the people got upset, and they wanted to stop because what was going on at the same time, they were certifying the votes for Biden to be the President of the United States. Trump even knew that Pence was there, that he was supposed to stop the certification of Biden being the President of the United States. So these guys, these rioters, were rushing there to stop this process. That's what it's about. They were going to stop the fraud. Stop the hoax. They went there to stop it. And you know what happened next. Stay with me. That's what it was. Trump said he's going to march on down there. He's going to march with them. And they're going to stop this process of certifying Biden as the President of the United States. These people stormed the Capitol to make sure that they succeeded. That's what happened. That's why we're in this mess. Hello, Angela.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have Melissa and your favorite guy, King, here.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hey, good morning, Angela.
It's cold. It is cold here.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is. That's Melissa, Angela, who likes you very much.
Yes. Well, good. I prefer that over being hated.
That's good.
Stick around.
I know.
It's cold.
Everybody gets a turn in the bin, right?
Did I mention it's cold here?
Yes, I did. You did mention it's cold. How cold is it where you are? You're in Alabama, right?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in
Arkansas.
Or Arkansas. Oh, I keep saying Arkansas. Huh?
I think it's pulling my kidney.
I can barely hear you, kiddo.
It's so freaking cold. Hold on.
It must be at least 32 degrees. I bet you it's 32 degrees where she is.
43.
You think?
All right. Let me see if I do that.
All right. How about now?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now just shut out a lot of
windows.
Okay. So how cold is it, Angela?
43.
Boy, yeah, that is cold. You got snow down there?
No, no. It had to be below 32 for that.
Wow.
Anybody have kidney problems here?
Does anybody have kidney problems?
Thankfully not.
No. Okay, why? You have kidney problems? Oh, do you have kidney
problems? Well, yeah, that one surgery, they sliced my kidney in half.
Right, right.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you frequently
urinating?
I get really
cold sometimes.
Right, right. Yeah.
I think that's why I'm cold, is my kidney.
Did they slice it on purpose, or was this a accident?
Oh, this was an oopsie.
Huh?
Oopsie. It was an oopsie.
It was an oopsie?
Yeah.
Is that a medical
term?
The
surgeon was kind of shuffling his feet when he told me. Then I found out I almost died in surgery.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, your health is very important, people. Please take care of it.
It is.
Of course it is. So did you sue the hospital? Did you do any kind of action whatsoever?
Because I believed it was a true mistake, not neglect. I did not.
Oh.
I had to have a second surgery.
Oh,
well,
God.
Some people
I
have
hope
integrity,
it was on a house.
And,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it had to be.
Yeah.
So, but I just love their explanations, you know.
Mm. Right. Mm. What was their explanation?
There appears to be fluid around your kidney. We're not for sure if it's blood or urine. I just shook my head.
Are you kidding? Oh,
there
my
appears
God.
To be.
It appears to be. What kind of doctor did you go to? Some kind of witch doctor in Louisiana? Where did you go?
Actually, one of the best surgeons, and my organs move around. You know, I have a rare form of lupus. So
I didn't know you had lupus.
Even if I, I have lupus.
You're like a hot mess.
So, no big deal. Just you have to manage it. That's all.
No.
I didn't mean to distract or derail your show.
Well, no.
What is your topic today?
Well, the topic is, remember the Georgia State Democrat lawmaker who got arrested? Remember she got arrested for knocking on the door when she was trying to stop Governor Brian Kemp from signing that bill in Georgia?
I guess I don't remember.
Recent? Okay. Well, yeah, last night, yesterday. What happened? There's
okay,
Governor
well, no,
Brian
I have
Kemp.
Not watched the news.
Okay. The governor of Georgia is Brian Kemp. So he was signing a suppression bill, make it harder for people
I heard
to
about
vote
that bill.
In Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay. So while he was signing it, there was a state person, her name is Park. She was banging on the door
of
to try
home?
To stop it. Hmm?
Of his office, of his home?
Of it, yes. Of his
office. Where was he signing
he was,
it?
Of his office while he was signing the bill. She was banging.
Oh, she's
door.
In trouble.
And they arrested her.
She's in trouble.
They arrested her.
It sounds like she probably broke the law.
Wow. God, I didn't ever think you were on my side. Now, they arrested her. Now, the problem that they have is she was black. So now you know what's happening with. So now you know what's happening
I love
with the
it.
Left wing.
That's good.
Yeah. Here, you know.
But brings attention to a. An illegal law.
Right.
And they're just going to waste money because it's going to go to the Supreme.
Because the governor signed the bill into law, so it's law now. But she was trying to, you know.
You know what
I'm
saying. They're
going
to go to the Supreme Court, and they're going to waste the state's money.
Leave that as it may. I'm just saying. So right now is a hotbed topic of racism. And I'm just trying to say we got to stop this racism bullshit. All right? Now,
bullshit.
I wrote a statement.
But what do you mean by that?
I'll tell you what I mean by that. I even wrote it in the marquee. It says, if black people want to become equal, quit relying upon racism to bail you out of trouble. And I mean that.
Why make it more difficult to vote? Why suppress the vote?
Well,
no matter what shade of humanity you are.
They made it. They made it into the shade of humanity. They made it into a black thing, which is not a black. Yeah.
gerrymandering, and they've made it more difficult
for certain populations. That goes on.
They made it difficult for some populations to vote.
You know gerrymandering more goes difficult. On every – you know gerrymandering goes on every 4 years to redistrict
Well,
people.
Every two usually.
Or 2 years. Democrats do it as well as Republicans do it.
That's absolutely right. That's why it should stop.
But okay, well, I understand that. But we're not crying that as racism, and some people are, by the way. But we're going here, and the reason I played the Trump rally thing is because they were doing the same thing. Stay with me.
That's disgusting.
No, well, if you think that's disgusting, then this has to be disgusting because you have to stay with me. The reason these people went to the Capitol is because you got to remember what was happening at the time. Biden was being certified as the President of the United States, and they wanted to stop
Amen.
That. Okay,
of
wait,
course
wait.
They did. But, they were sore
right.
losers.
Right.
Pasty white assholes.
I am equating this. I'm saying it's the same thing what she tried to do. There was no difference. And about her going there.
Did she break in?
They stopped her.
She didn't break in. She's pounding on the door.
Yes. And you know what? She banged. Okay, I went to this. Okay, let's say she banged on the door, and they opened the door. What was she going to do? He's the governor signing the bill into law. So let's just hypothetically say they open the door. She steps in, and she wanted to stop him to sign this into law. So you tell me, what is the difference between what she did and what those people at the Capitol rioters did? What's the difference?
Well, for one thing, she's a representative, is what it sounds like from what
really?
You described earlier.
Did you know, did you know that there was a representative? I'm just saying,
if it
you're
was
still
her
not
in...
giving me... Yeah. Her
okay.
intent was to... Her. No. I'm getting upset. I'm not getting upset. I'm getting excited. Your first time in a long time in your life that you're making me excited, so you should really love this moment. Love it. Love it. Okay, it's gone.
Well, go. Let's
what
get back
I'm
to the topic.
Saying, what I am saying, what she did by banging on that door to try to disrupt the governor signing this bill. I'm not for this bill, but just she. And it was, by the way, it was televised on live TV, so she didn't have to go to the Capitol at all. She could see it on live TV, but she went
Question.
There. It was a stunt. Yes, go.
Question: She's a
yes.
representative, correct?
Yes, she's
if her
a state
intent,
representative.
If her intent is to talk to the governor about a bill that he's getting ready to sign into law, then that would not be breaking the law. If her intent was just to plainly disrupt the procedure, which he's going to sign it anyway, that's just dumb on top of stupid.
And that's what she did. And I'm going to let you listen to the soundbite. And the second is what
okay.
she did. She knew the governor was going to sign that bill into law. She not only brought a camera crew, she brought her friends there.
Oh, man.
To go into this. This was a stunt. She knew damn well that she could not stop the governor signing this into law. But she wanted to go there. Listen, I want you to listen with your own ears what happened.
Comes down to
and
intent.
You decide. Right. You decide what the intent was, and listen to the women, the black women in the background. Listen to them, and you tell me that she is no different than the writer.
You're going to lose your job.
Well, no.
Were they canning you going to lose your job?
No, there's nothing about losing.
Or you're about to lose your job.
No. It wasn't even about that. I just want you to listen to the sound.
Okay.
Here we go. And you judge for yourself. First of all, this was a stunt. We all know it's a stunt. She tried to interrupt the signing.
No, it's not a stunt.
It is a stunt. She brought the camera crew there.
This was civil disobedience. If this was civil disobedience, you needed to have it documented.
She's a lawmaker. She's the state. She knows exactly the procedure of what happens when a governor is going to sign a bill into law.
You know what she was trying to say?
Mm.
Even as a representative, I can be treated like a black woman. See, she's saying that because it's real.
What does a black woman have to do with this?
Because they get arrested more than white women do. It's awful. They get worse sentences. But let's hear the soundbite.
All right. Here's a listen. Just listen to the soundbite. Here we go. You judge.
Okay.
She's at the courthouse right now. What's behind the door is the TV cameras are on. This is live.
Guys, number three.
You see the, You see the governor signing the bill into law. She's standing outside, and here's what's happening. Here's the soundbite.
Why are you coming all close to her like that? Why are y'all coming all close? But why does he have to step back?
The trooper went to her and said, please stand back away from the door. You're hearing the other black women on the camera going, why do you have to be so close to her? Shut up, bitch. It's starting already.
Now you need to stop that language.
No, I don't need to stop shit. I am hearing this. You're going to hear it too.
So they've asked her to step back.
He asked her to step back. She keeps banging on the door. Remember, the live camera is showing the governor on CNN signing this bill into law. This is what's happening. There's no difference between what she's doing than what those Capitol writers are doing. Here we go. So listen. So the trooper, you can really hear her because you can hear the people off camera. The trooper said three times, please step back. Please get away from the door. Please do this. Three times to her. Here you go. And you're going to listen to the sounds. And it's like, why are you getting so close to her? It's like, shut the fuck, what do you mean why I'm getting so close to her? I'm getting closer. I have to talk to her. Well, why are you going to do this? Listen to what happened.
Why are you coming all close to her like that? Why are y'all coming all close? Why does he have to step back? Why is the governor trying to sign something?
Now, while he's talking to her, she's still banging on the door. While the trooper is still talking to the woman, telling her to step back, please step back, get away from the door, she's still banging on the door at this time. You're hearing another woman off camera yelling, why do you have to do this? Why do you have to get close to her? And the governor woman is saying, I mean, the state senator is saying, don't touch me. Meanwhile, she's still banging on the door while the governor is still trying to sign the bill. And here's some more.
Private. Why is he keeping a representative? Why does she have to step back?
The governor is signing a bill that affects all Georgians. Why is he doing it in private, and why is he trying to keep elected officials who are representing us?
Number one, he's not doing it in private. It's televised. She knows.
Did she know that?
Procedure. Yes, she does, because she's a state representative. She represents the district.
That doesn't mean
56.
She knows CNN is in there.
CNN is not there. It doesn't really matter.
Well, you just said it was being televised on CNN.
It was
usually
being televised.
They send their
everywhere.
Own cameras in.
Does it really matter if it was CNN was there or not? She knew.
Well, you mentioned it before. Well, I've worked with some cameramen from CNN. They like to have their own documentation so they have ownership.
She brought her own cameraman there. Wasn't
okay.
CNN. She brought her own
cameraman. No, I doubt that hers was CNN.
My point is, what she was doing, this stunt, she wanted to make sure she got it on camera. She staged this stunt.
She's documenting.
Right. There is no difference because she knew what she was going to do. My thing, she meant to get arrested. She wanted it.
I believe
she
so, too.
She wanted her 15 minutes of fame. She wanted to cry racism.
No.
Because the optics looks good, like a white guy is going to arrest a black woman whose account, it will make headline news. She got her 15 minutes of fame. She was wrong. There's no difference between what she did than those people who stormed the Capitol, who tried to prevent Biden getting certified as the president.
Nancy Pelosi. They were trying to kill the vice president. I think there's a difference between being wanted to be heard and then having an actual insurrection. There is a difference.
She wanted to be heard. She can hold a press conference. She's able to.
Well, she's a
if
representative.
She
can report.
She wanted,
to be heard by the governor.
No, Oh, please. You don't think the governor is watching TV?
Well, it's
she
true.
Could hold a press conference. She could call the local press conference.
Well, he was busy
everybody
signing a bill.
Would be there. Yeah, he's signing a bill. He has every right to sign a bill, and he did it, and he signed it into law.
And it's unfair law. It's unfair.
It doesn't matter. It really
voter
doesn't
voter suppression
matter.
Is nothing anybody should
then
support.
Then you could vote for him, then vote him out of office, but it doesn't really
well,
matter.
I don't want to move there.
A lot
I mean,
of
my
laws
God.
Are unfair. There's a lot of unfair laws. Gerrymandering, you just mentioned about it about 20 minutes ago, is an unfair unfair thing to practice that they do.
It's unpracticed. Mm-hmm. So is filibuster.
It doesn't. So even if it, so if she wanted to be heard, she could have called a press conference. She could have gone to every newspaper.
Well,
she
had choices.
I guarantee you she could have got
this
a
is what
spot
she chose.
On CNN. She could have got a spot on MSNBC. She could have been hurt that way. She didn't want to be hurt that way.
She did everything she could to stop
this.
It.
Right. Thank
and
you.
Even
you
that meant getting arrested.
You finally got there where I wanted you to get there. And so did those Capitol people did everything they could to stop Joe Biden being certified. There is no difference from what she did.
No, there is a difference.
People who tell me the difference. Tell me the difference.
Insurrection. If you want to talk about the people that broke into, pardon? Did you say something, Melissa? Am I hearing things? I may be hearing things.
No, she's busy. She's busy. She'll get on when she can. Tell me
but
the difference, because I see no difference.
Trying to say, if you can recognize that an insurrection is when they broke into our house, they threatened
right.
the life of Nancy Pelosi. They threatened
right.
the life of Pence, and they were actively looking
right.
for them. They had a noose
right.
outside to kill them with. I mean,
right.
there's a little bit of a difference between knocking on the door and saying, Mr. Governor, you know, I need to speak with
really?
You. Please don't sign this bill to actually
right.
breaking in, breaking glass, killing
well, what
people,
was the reason?
Blinding
I understand.
People.
I understand. Wait a minute.
There's a difference.
Do you think that was, no, I'm going to explain why I don't think there's a difference. The
okay.
reason they went
Blaine
to the
away.
Capitol, the reason they went to the Capitol was to stop the certification of Biden. The reason she went to the governor's office is to get attention for herself, but maybe delay or stop him for signing that bill into law. Now, when you want
but
to go
But it wasn't
through,
for herself. It's for the cause.
Really?
That's the difference.
Really? Well, let me continue listening to the soundbite, and you listen. You
sure.
tell me this is not a stunt. You tell me this is not a stunt. All right, here we go.
Why is the governor trying to sign something in private? Why is he keeping a representative?
Why does he have to step back?
The governor is signing a bill that affects all Georgians. Why is he doing it in private, and why is he trying to keep elected officials who are representing us out
exactly.
of the process?
Exactly. Yeah, you said you give her one more time, like you're going to do something.
Did you hear that? You said you're going to give her one more time, like you're going to do something. Well, he did something. Now you cry fine. Why you said now he was standing there with his hands folded talking to her, wasn't even touching her. And then that black woman says, well, you told her you don't do that one more time. Why did you say that? You take it like you're going to do something.
Well, I'm sure they were afraid of violence.
Oh, don't
I don't know if you've
it.
Noticed.
Don't excuse that behavior.
You know, officers have a tendency to kill people and murder them.
Well, that's even more reason where you don't agitate them or annoy them. We're not talking as an uneducated
she
bystander
protester. Like she had
protester.
Nothing less. She felt like, in my opinion, that she had nothing left to lose. She was about to lose her freedom because of that bill that was being signed into law
oh
by that no good,
God.
Dirty
Are
dog.
Are you kidding me,
Governor?
Are you kidding? Why? How could you even nothing else to lose? The woman is a state elected official. She represents a district. She should know how to behave herself. People voted her into
oh,
that
come
position.
Come on.
She, No, we mean, oh, come on. She was an elected official.
She was getting peed on. I mean, come on. Don't tell me it's rain when it's piss.
She was not getting peed on.
You know, I'll defend
it. That bill that he signed into law affect everybody in the state of Georgia, not just black people.
Yes, including her and her people, her district.
She knew the procedure of the Constitution and the law. The cop, I'm looking at it right now, he had his hands crossed right around his hips, not in a threatening manner. He told her four times, and she kept knocking on the door, do not disturb it. You're interfering, and they're charging her. You are interfering with the law. I forgot the bill, forgot the law, but she was interfering. She knew better.
But she could legally be there. He could not bar her from going
in.
In many states, that is the case, to witness the signing of the bill.
You're signing the bill, and she's knocking on the door.
When she's a representative.
The process.
But she's a representative.
No. She was not invited to this bill signing. She was not. This was not a debate. This was not a town hall.
People of the Hammer. I'm going to appeal to your people. People of the Hammer. Please call in and let me know what you think of it. 319-527-6099. I hope that's the right number. That is the right number. Call in and voice out. Help one of us learn what really is true. Is Brian right
really?
Or is Angela right? Trying to help
I'm
gonna
you. Let you listen.
Melissa,
I'm
going
to let you
think?
Listen to. I'm going to let you listen to the full thing. I'm going to let you listen
okay.
to the full thing.
Thank
We're almost
you.
Halfway
I do
there.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Listen to the full thing. We're halfway there.
Yeah, you said you give her one more time, like you're going to do something.
Oh, man.
Are you serious?
No, you are not. Represent.
No. She's not under arrest.
What for what? Under arrest for what? For trying to see something that our governor is doing? Our governor is signing a bill that affects all Georgians, and you're going to arrest an elected representative. Why does the governor have more power than a representative? Why are you arresting her?
That's what I'm asking.
Stop arresting her.
Why are you arresting her?
Why? Cite the violation. Cite the code. What is she in violation of? I want you to cite the code. Cite the code. Cite it. What are you? Cite the code. Cite the code. Cite the code. Why are you arresting her? Under what? Under what? Under what law are you arresting her? Why are you arresting her? Why are you arresting her? Call us now. Why are you arresting her?
Oh, he messed up.
Cited. Give me a reason why you are arresting her. Give me a reason why you are arresting her. She is an elected representative. Why are you arresting her? Why are you arresting her? What, under what statute are you arresting her? Under what statute? The governor is signing a law that will affect all Georgians, and you are choosing to arrest an elected official. You are choosing to arrest an elected official.
Last thing I remember that the governor is an elected official, and what gives the governor more power than you? She's a district, state district. Represents a district. The governor represents the whole state of Georgia. Learn the law, you moron. You heard it.
Well, maybe I might want to say that as well.
This is a stunt.
He should have detained her.
This was a stunt.
He should have detained her.
Well, you know, let me give you the law that they arrested her on before. I'm saying,
okay.
Come on. You're smarter than this. This was a stunt. And what is the law? Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
And she should be.
Come
her
on
black
now.
Ass should have been arrested. I'm going to make sure. She was arrested for, let me see.
her First Amendment right?
No.
Camera people, call in.
What are you doing?
Do you have anybody in queue?
No. Stop it. What are you doing?
You have intelligent listeners. You have intelligent listeners.
And they don't come
in because
they are intelligent.
Maybe one of us is wrong.
There's nothing wrong. You heard it. I just want to find out whether they arrested her under...
He should have detained her. Had he been smart, he should have detained her. And then they would have looked like the better person.
This has nothing to do with the better person. It has something to do with law. They're not
disturbing
there.
The peace. Maybe
no,
he could have arrested her on
peace.
That.
I'm well, trying to
the
remember.
The peace,
Cannon,
to say.
Who was black, was charged with two misdemeanors. Misdemeanors under the state law. She was charged with obstruction of law enforcement and preventing or disrupting general assembly. That's what she was arrested. Those are the laws, and she knew it.
Well, that is very similar to disturbing the peace. Now, Judge Melissa, are you around? I'm calling for Judge Melissa.
She'll come in. Well, King's here. He's listening. Ask for King. Melissa will get in here since she can. King?
What is your take,
King's a black man.
Hey, what's going on, Brian?
Hey,
what's going on? Hey, is this
Alabama?
The black lady, she was arrested. Like, is this
yes.
the politician we're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, from what I listened to, you know, I can't really say much because I don't really know the full story. But I would have to watch the video or whatever it was before
mm-hmm.
I can voice my opinion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
did you
smart
share
person.
Her on your page?
Huh?
Did you share her getting arrested or anything like that on your page? So I can go look at
it. I should have. In fact, King, you know what? I will.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, buddy. I will. Hold on. I meant to put it in the marquee. I meant to put it in the marquee, and I didn't do it.
All right.
Here you go, so you can look at it, because we still got some time. And I don't think you're my friend on Facebook, Angela, because I was sharing it to you, too. Let me share it to the people. Okay, let me go King here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to share it to Laverne. I'm going to share it to Melissa. I'm going to take a little break so I can
Not honestly,
to quieten
the situation, he should have detained her instead of arresting her.
He could have. I mean, it's the law. It's the law.
He had choices, though.
Yeah.
If you didn't want to cause a really big scene, you just detain the person.
He knew.
And take them away.
Facebook Messenger King. He knew. Wait a minute. I'm not really sure if I got that. She knew that it was a stunt. He told her four times, please don't knock on the door. He's signing this. She wanted to get arrested. There's a video there.
She wanted to take
a
stand. You and I look at it differently.
Take a stand. She was voted into to be a responsible person to serve the people of her district, and she decided to do a stunt. She decided to do a stunt that was irresponsible, and she wanted herself to get arrested so she can make a statement, and then she can go on talk shows and make herself relevant. Deal. And on our I'm trying to see what I shared with you guys. It's not the one that I want. Hold on.
It's still full.
You just want a lot of people. Let me tell you, you want a lot of people to call in. You want to fight, don't you? You want to fight.
No, I want some more discussion. I think you have intelligent listeners.
Well, see, that's the first thing.
Even if they
want
to say that you're full of crap or I'm full of crap, you know, it'd be nice to have some more discussion.
Well, we're almost done with this. I mean, basically, a lot of my listeners, when I get most of my listeners are in the evening time and they go on podcasts and they listen to the show like a podcast.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
well,
I get most of
my... Well, that's different then.
Yeah, I mean, the morning crew.
I encourage them to call in.
I do too, Angela. Thank you. I actually do, and I know what you're doing, and I appreciate it. I really do. But a lot of people, you got to understand, what is it, 9, 10, 11,
commit
what is it,
podcast.
12:30 in the afternoon
Call
on the
in.
East Coast? 12:30
619-527-6099. Give it a ring. Set your alarm for when it's live. Call in. Say
they
hello.
Hear it.
Say what state
they,
you're
at
from.
At 12:30 in the afternoon on a Friday, they're with their
Who's
kids.
Who's your favorite person
things.
On
they're
the
shopping.
Show?
What?
They have a favorite person on this show. I guarantee you. You have many different extremes on this show.
Well, thank you, baby.
There's someone
I
they really
appreciate.
Like to hear.
Yeah.
There's someone they like to hear. Maybe they tune in.
No, a lot of those favorite people that used to listen are banned from the show. The one I'm really surprised is Stanley. I would love to hear Stanley. Stanley should be, I thought he would.
He would have a good opinion, even if I disagree with it.
Yeah, I thought he would.
He would be able to support it in one shape or form.
You're not going to believe what Trump said. So Trump was on Fox News yesterday.
Oh, boy. He's so not relevant. I mean, he's crazy. He's lost it. You know, follow him in the area of forgettable.
I know.
You know, sometimes
you
don't want to remember that you had a circumcision. You know, just don't.
Well, apparently, Trump called in Fox News yesterday. And I really
mm-hmm.
think he has a problem. I mean, I don't think it's a...
Really? You just now getting
I
that?
First
okay.
Thought, well, I first thought Trump likes to troll. I really thought Trump likes to troll, hear his name.
I
and
think he does.
But I'm beginning to think he's not quite there. And here's what I mean. Here it is. let me make sure I got the right thing. Trump called in. It was on Fox News, and Trump decided to call in on Fox News. And he's speaking out.
I think
out.
They called him.
No, he called in. I'm hearing noise, women.
Okay.
Why am I hearing this? I don't know where it is. Wait a minute.
What is it?
I don't know. Okay, good. I got rid of it. Okay, so Trump calls in Fox News, and the Morning Joe picks it up. Here's what happened. Here's what Trump said. Here he is. He's talking about the rioters at the Capitol when they stormed the Capitol. This is what Trump said, who they were.
To simply dismiss the severity of the January 6th attack at the Capitol, it's reaching a new level. We've heard it quite plainly in the past few weeks from the likes of Republican Senator Ron Johnson, and last night former President Trump lent his influential voice to the false claim that the rioters didn't pose any kind of threat to lawmakers. Here he is speaking on Fox News.
It was a zero threat. Right from the start, it was zero threat. Look, they went in. They shouldn't have done it. Some of them went in, and they're hugging and kissing the police and the guards. You know, they had great relationships. A lot of the people were waved in, and then they walked in, and they walked out. And I'll tell you what, they're doing things to those, they're persecuting a lot of those people. And some of them should be, some things should happen to them. But when I look at Antifa in Washington, even what they did to Washington and what they did to other locations and the destruction and frankly the killing and the beating up of people and nothing happens to them whatsoever, why aren't they going after Antifa?
You see, I understand that this is supposed to trigger Democrats and liberals and people.
Some of them went in and they're...
His influential voice.
Trump said it was zero threat to the people at the Capitol.
Here he is. And last night, former President Trump lent his influential voice to the false claim that the rioters didn't pose any kind of threat to lawmakers. Here he is speaking on Fox News.
It was a zero threat. Right from the start, it was zero threat. Look, they went in. They shouldn't have done it. Some of them went in, and they're hugging and kissing the police and the guards. You know, they had great relationships. A lot of the people were waved in, and they walked out. And I'll tell you what. They're doing things to those, they're persecuting a lot of those people. And some of them should be, some things should happen to them. But When I look at Antifa in Washington, even when the, what they did to Washington or what they did to other locations and the destruction and, frankly, the killing and the beating up of people and nothing happens to them whatsoever, why aren't they going after Antifa?
Eugenia, I understand that this is supposed to trigger Democrats and liberals and people in the media. Who knows? Maybe that's the same thing.
I'm pretty triggered.
Who am I to say? Maybe it's supposed to trigger people like Mika.
Well,
John Heilman, people have seen what happened on January the 6th. And this bubble that Trumpists are in, this bubble that Donald Trump is in, this bubble that those who are pushing Trump propaganda in, it's getting smaller and smaller. They've seen the video images. We've shown the images. Like Donald Trump was talking about, let's look at some of those images. Donald Trump was talking about these people that were coming and hugging and kissing the police. There you see a police officer getting his brain beat in, getting his head crushed, other police officers getting mauled. I want all of you to see this and understand that Donald Trump, who this country once elected as President of the United States, said there was zero threat on January the 6th, that these Trump terrorists, see what they're doing to the police officer there? You see what they're doing to the police officer there? Breaking, you know, trying to break his neck while all these Trumpists are in there. They're not Antifa. You will remember that Kevin McCarthy, when he was under attack, when the Capitol was under attack, when Kevin McCarthy was scared to death and Donald Trump tried to say it was Antifa, Kevin McCarthy screamed at him and said, who the blank do you think you're talking to? These are your people. And then yesterday, what did we show you about these people that are brutalizing police officers? Blue Lives Matter? Not to Donald Trump. He doesn't give a damn about police officers, or else he would have strongly condemned this attack in its strongest terms. These terrorists using an American flag to brutalize a police officer, these Trump terrorists brutalizing a police officer and beating him so badly that he lay on the ground being what he thought beaten to death, all he could think of was his four daughters, and he was wondering how they were going to get by without him, because these terrorists were attacking, beating, brutalizing police officers.
They had a noose for Mike Pence.
They had a noose for Mike Pence, and they went around screaming, hang Mike Pence. Hugging and kissing police? No. John Heilman, these people, these terrorists, these seditionists, that Donald Trump last night granted his absolution to, that sprayed bear spray in the face of police officers, one of them dying later on. And again, who tried to crush the head of police officers.
Mm.
Right there. That's the face of Donald Trump's terrorist supporters on January the 6th. That's the face of the people that Donald Trump last night was saying were good Americans who were, quote, hugging and kissing the police. It's beyond sick.
Yeah, and I think, Joe, I'm glad you're showing the images, and I think everybody, we should remind people of this, but I actually don't think at some level it's really necessary in the sense that, you know, this is one of those instances where, you know, Trump has lied about a lot of things and has lied about some very big things, like the notion that the election was stolen, right? But part of the way in which the big lie works is that you can't really see. He's saying, well, the there was voter fraud and you can't see it and you just haven't found the evidence yet. And so there's a lack of tangibility to that, right? Well, how does that lie take root? You can't show an image to prove the negative, right, which is that voting fraud didn't take place. We know it didn't take place, but you can't show it on camera. What's crazy about this is that as you guys are showing right now the video, is that your very first point, which is that this is the kind of lie that exposes the bankruptcy of the liar in a way that is kind of irrefutable. We all have seen these images over and over and over again. And so to your first point, as Trump tells these kinds of lies, his credibility what remains of it, even with his fans, just reduces kind of inexorably down to zero. This is the kind of thing that's going to be self-undermining for Trump, because he's told a lot of lies, a lot of blatant lies, a lot of obvious lies, a lot of disprovable lies, but few lies that are as instantly disprovable and nationally where people just, there's no counter-narrative here. There's so much video that even the people on the very far right have seen all this video and they know. So when Trump comes out and says something like this, there's a little bit of like, okay, you're either completely insane or you're just the biggest, fattest liar in the history of the world and you're trying to play us.
There's new evidence this morning.
There you go. There you go. You heard it from? There you go. Angela left. There you go. Angela wanted more conversation, wanted more people to come in. I wonder why. I wonder if she's trolling us. Why? This is the subject I'm talking to. I talked 2.5 hours. I'm going to end it. 3-hour show. And it's not about, you know, when you listen to terrestrial radio, you're not waiting for callers to come in. They don't make the show. The morning crew does, actually. They make the show. But we're not listening for callers to call into a radio show to make the show. I'm talking about a subject. I'm talking
what
about
did
it
I
in
miss?
The middle of the afternoon. Nothing.
What did I miss? Tell me.
No,
tell me.
Angela just left.
Yeah.
It's nothing. Nothing. I was
tell
just
me.
Playing. No, Angela wanted more of a conversation. She said she promoted the show. She wanted to call in, and she was really nice. But I think
yeah.
she didn't get the 10 callers normally that we normally have, and she didn't get the confrontation that we normally do. I think she was ready
right,
for there.
Right, right.
She wanted to.
Yeah. I'm so over that crap, right? The fighting and right.
Yeah, that's what she wanted, you know. And she didn't get it, and she left. She was bored. She was one bear. She wanted controversy. She wanted Stanley. She wanted to hunt Stanley down and have that confrontation, and then that's it. Some
Stanley's
people want
probably
it.
Busy.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, he's probably
Stanley's
busy.
Stanley's
busy. He is busy. He's busy. Well, anyway,
I wish everybody would like lay off of Stanley because you know. Stanley really is a nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
Right? And we've gone at Stanley and I, but I don't have any malice towards Stanley, you know?
No.
Stanley's
Nobody
a good guy.
Nobody should have any malice. He is
no.
a good guy. There is, before we leave the show, I always like to do some news. Some news that you may not have heard. I got some news.
I got some news, too.
Do you really?
When I was reading. Yeah.
Is Sammy's 57 school?
I nearly threw up in my mouth.
Oh, wait a minute, and that's okay. Well, let's go with Sammy School News. We haven't had Sammy School News in a while. Hold on, let me give you the intro then, because Sammy School is back. Here we go. Let me see. This is Brian the Hammer Jackson with the Brian the Hammer Jackson Show. We have breaking news. Sammy School is back. And she has an exclusive. Sammy School, take it away, Sammy School.
I will take it away. I was cruising through Boston.com on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I see this 57-year-old woman gives birth. Okay?
Okay.
To a baby in March, 57 years old. She was receiving treatments. The baby was born, and they live in New Hampshire, right? And I'm like, so she's the oldest woman on record in the United States to have a baby. But
right.
She had had all these treatments done in Boston, right, to be able to have a baby. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
I could.
57 damn years old. I nearly vomited.
I mean, is she on record as the oldest woman who gave birth? I thought there was someone
in the United
older
States.
Than that. Oh, and
no,
in really?
The United States. Yes.
It had to be in vitro. I guarantee you it had to be in vitro.
Well, they must have
think.
Plumped her up, right? Because you have to, right? Go in there with some hormones and plumped it all up.
Wow.
And uterus and...
Ugh.
Can you imagine?
Well, I don't know if
Instead
I would
vomit
in my mouth.
Look at this! Oh, yeah.
Really?
But almost how selfish.
I don't know. I mean, let's say
the
you're alone.
The father's 62.
Right. Wow.
Okay. Can you have a 10-year-old at 72 years old?
Wow.
Right? I'm sure that they maybe have arrangements when they die.
Didn't Tony Randall have a kid at... I could have sworn he had a kid at 77?
He did.
Didn't
but
he?
He's with a much younger woman. This woman's 57 years old.
Wow. Ew.
Can you imagine?
Ew. No, I could not. I cannot imagine why anybody would want to put that, go through that.
Oh, wow. I don't either.
That had to be some
and
help
And she
there.
Had children. It prompted
really?
Her, Oliver, to one of her children died of a brain tumor suddenly.
Wow.
And she wanted to have another child.
Oh.
Like,
is the kid healthy, though? Was the kid healthy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I say more power to her.
I think it's insane.
Do you really? I don't know.
Oh, my. Just
really?
The energy it takes.
I know that. Oh, I know
that's
that.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy. Oh, I do know that. But, yeah,
you
I
do.
Think there was some help. Oh, God. You know, I love
I
the kids.
I fall into bed every damn night.
I love the kids, but Cindy and I, we have, you're not going to believe it. We have a code with each other when the kids are here. They're like, Belle just turned five. He just turned five.
Yep.
And Layla's eight. They're
yep.
here.
Eight's
we went
good,
to.
Eight's a good age.
Yeah, yeah. You would think the energy starts to slow down. Uh-uh. So we decided the worst move ever is to take the kid to the park. Worst thing ever. Worst movie. Let's take the kids to the park. Mm. It sounds so nice, right?
Mm.
It was a death sentence. All right. The kids. And we had it all planned. Don't feed the kid anything sugary or anything. Or if you do, make sure we do it 10 minutes before the park. Let them exercise it out. Get it out. We did the whole thing. We mapped this thing out. We had three adults here. I mean, it was me, Cindy, and the mother, Raven. Three adults. We can handle two kids. Come on. Really? We go to the park. They see the swings. They see this, and it's like Disneyland. And all of a sudden, before we go, kids, they're running. They don't know where they're going. They're just running. They have to get there. They just don't know where they're going, but they have to get there. And they get there fast. And then we look at the adults look at each other like, okay, who's going in first? Who's going in first? Cindy says, I'll go in first. Because she has to go to the park and make sure when they're climbing and they're doing this and we're watching everything. So she's in there first. She's in there. She got it. Within 10 minutes, she comes out. Her hair's all messed up like she was fucked in an orgy. Her eyes are going around her hair, you know, her eyeballs, like I go, like a crazy woman. She comes out of the ball pit, and then she taps her. She goes, I'm tapping you in. And then she taps me in.
Oh.
You know, we hit hands. She goes, I'm tapping you. I'm in. All right. She only lasted 10 minutes. I go into the park. Kids are looking at me. I'm going in, and I'm doing it. One kid's climbing up the monkey bars. The other kid's sliding down the slide. Then I look where the kid is at the slide. I go, here's the kid at the slide. The other one, by the time I look, the other kid's doing the tires. And finally, I'm exhausted. And I was only in for 3 minutes. So I said, okay. So there was a thing in the park where it's like a hammock, but his kids will play with it. I forgot what it is. I decided I'm going to take it easy. I'm sitting on a hammock. Hey, Grandpa, look at me. I see a little kid. I'm laying down there 2 minutes. The hammock falls over. Boom. I hit face first in the sand.
Oh, no.
Face. I'm hearing this hysterical laughter about 100 yards from me, which is Cindy and Raven. I hear that shit. I get up like nothing happened. I brush myself off, and I'm walking cool. And I'm hearing this voice way to the side. Don't even try to pull that shit off. We saw you fall. And then I went to the kid, and I go, Layla, did you see me fall? Oh. She goes, yes, I did. I go, well, why didn't you come on over and help me? She goes, because it was embarrassing, it was funny, and the other kids were laughing at you. I pretended I didn't know you. I go, good kid.
That's all right. I love it.
I gave her a hug.
Kids are,
she goes, are you okay?
They know.
I go, go play. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it's a lot of energy, what I'm saying.
It is huge.
So much energy.
When you're in your 20s and your 30s, you know, you have it.
Oh,
but it's like
yeah.
when you get older, it's like, Jesus.
I, you know, the three...
Oliver runs me ragged.
Oh, you know, I deal with a good
mother. You
can
hear it in the house, you know.
Kids are kids. I love the kids. The three beautiful words I ever heard in my life, you know, you think I love you. It's like, we are leaving.
Oh, I know.
It makes me, I'm crying of happiness. I love the kids. But the best thing is me waving goodbye.
Uh-huh.
Love you.
I know.
And I pray that there's not a traffic jam that they have to come back here because I'm exhausted. I can't take it anymore.
Exhausting.
I just lay down, and that's it. My feet, I just lay down. King,
I know.
King is handling it. I couldn't do it. King, King has three.
I used to gather all three of mine up and take them to the beach. I'd be up at 5 o'clock in the morning, making lunch, getting everybody ready.
Right.
Oh, yeah, packing the car. And we did that at least three times a week.
Really?
And I loved it. But now Jesus Christ.
When they're gone, I miss them. It's like, it's quiet. Within 10 minutes, I ask Cindy, when are they coming back? She says, you do this every freaking time. It's just that you've got to be on. You've got to be on all the time.
And that's how it is. And baby Sean is so good. You guys never
He's
hear
a
him
cute
cry.
Baby. He's a cute baby. Still laugh. Melissa, I still laugh when you showed me the carrot. I laugh. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that was a real carrot. I thought that was some kind of toy. And I'm wondering why would you give the kid a stuffed carrot when there's teddy bears and stuff? I didn't
know
that was a real carrot. And then I started thinking
we did it for size comparison.
He is a beautiful baby. Both of them are beautiful babies.
Yeah, he's sweet.
Both of them are beautiful.
Yeah.
Jill makes good babies. You know that?
She
makes good babies.
Yeah, but
we got 10 more minutes. The other news you're not going to believe, and I'm kind of for her. Sharon Osbourne. Here we go.
You know, I don't like her. I don't like her.
You don't? You don't?
No,
wow.
I think she's a publicity whore.
Yeah, well, she hired a lawyer. She had some problems with the talk. She called, what's her name, a slanty-eyed bitch.
What?
Yeah. She got in trouble defending Pierce, who attacked Marco. Sharon Osbourne is increasing her firepower amid the fallout from her comments on the talk, Page Six reported.
Mm-hmm.
She hired a lawyer to represent her.
Mm-hmm.
The controversy surrounding the talk show host began after an on-air spat with fellow co-host Cheryl Underwood on March 10th.
Yeah.
In which Sharon defended Piers Morgan's comments about Meghan Markle.
Mm-hmm.
Pierce had questioned the validity of the Duchess, which I do too, but he questioned her mental health struggles and her allegations of the royal family racism, which she made during a hype interview with Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
I questioned it too. That was a publicity whore bullshit that Markle did. It was bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't go over well. It says here, which she made during much blah, blah, blah. Sharon demanded that Cheryl educate her on racism and later said she herself had been accused of being racist for backing Pierce. Days later, it was announced that the show will go on a brief hiatus while CBS reviewed the heated exchange. Sharon wasted no time in getting her lawyers immediately on the case. Her new lawyer has represented some of the biggest names in entertainment. Since the hiatus, the show has yet to return, and there are reports that Sharon is expecting to be fired. The network will have to pay her a sizable settlement to keep her quiet after this. That's what the source said. She could write a book. She would do a lot of world interviews. She knows where all the bodies are buried. And Sharon will talk. She's not shy of talking. At some point, the dust will settle. Sharon will apologize for her comments, which Pierce was forced, but that apparently didn't quell the anger as a 60-year-old. She's 60 years old? As a 60-year-old is said to be getting death threats because of the ongoing threats the Osborne family has beefed up security. The threats are coming from all sides in every way possible, threatening her, her family, even her animals. It is all of the back drama on the show. Sharon has had to significantly, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sammy School. And she had to increase her security. She has done everything necessary so she and her family can feel safe. She and her security team has altered and alerted the authorities that they're going through all the channels, blah, blah, blah. Now, here are some racial issues, she said. She called, what's her name? A slanty-eyed, let me see. Who was that? Who's the Chinese woman who was married? Who was married to CBS executive?
I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can't think of it, though.
Yeah. She was, in fact, her husband ran this thing. He was up for sexual harassment, remember?
Yeah, yep.
Was it something Chen? Julie Chen?
Yeah, maybe. I think she's married to Maury Povich.
No, you're thinking of Connie Chung. You're getting your agents mixed up.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You're just Wong.
Sorry.
You're Wong.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I really am. Forgive me, please. Forgive me.
Well, here we go.
Oh, my.
Sharon Osborne
no,
accused of
no
using
longer.
Racial...
Go ahead. Oh, God help me.
All right. Sharon Osborne is accused of using racial slurs about Julie Chen. There has been an ongoing incident this week among current and former hosts of The Talk in the wake of Piers Morgan's comment about Meghan Markle. The latest chapter in this saga is that former Talk co-host Leanne Remy has accused Sharon Osborne of using racist and homophobic slurs when speaking about fellow co-hosts Julie Chen and Sarah Gilbert. Here's what you need to know.
Sarah Gilbert is
the
one from Roseanne, right?
She's a nutcase, isn't she?
Is Sarah Gilbert the one from Roseanne?
Yeah, that one. That one's just fucked up.
She's a creepy thing, isn't she?
She is kind of creepy, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
After Holly Pete said last week that Sharon Osborne referred to her. Oh, now Holly Pete is coming in on it.
God.
So now all these black women are saying, oh, you should have seen what she said to me. Holly Pete is a no-talented son of a bitch, an actress that failed to be actress at best. That's her only claim to fame is married to something Pete. He was a football player. That's her only claim to fame.
Yeah.
She was on 21 Jump Street for about maybe 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
She was a
black
woman.
I do.
I think that was her.
She's a beautiful woman.
After Holly Pete said last week that Sharon Osborne referred to her as a ghetto, not only did Osborne deny it, she denied ever using a word except to refer to Nazi ghettos. So she didn't just call me ghetto.
What?
She called me a Nazi ghetto. Leanne Remy. Remember Leanne Remy now. Leanne Remy. Remini. You got to remember the minds of these people. Wasn't this one with the Scientologists? Wasn't this the one who was...
Yep. She was a Scientologist.
Wasn't she the crackpot that ran away from Scientology and all this kind of bullshit?
Well, I find her to be interesting, the story she has told.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, apparently, Osborne called her ghetto, too, because of the way she talks. Let's see, Osborne's behavior, went on record with him about Osborne behavior, which she said goes back to when the show premiered in 2010 with Osborne, Chin, Remini, Sarah Gilbert, and Holly Robinson-Pete as the host. Remini, a former Dancing with the Star cast member and guest host, said that Osborne took her to lunch before the show even premiered and told her not to trust Robinson Pete based on Osborne's experience appearing alongside the Celebrity Apprentice. Remini said Osborne told her Holly wasn't a good person, not to trust her, and that we should find another black person who was funny.
Oh. They need you on there.
Oh.
Brian.
Yeah. Can you imagine me with a girlfriend? I got something to say.
You'd be good, though.
Oh, you think I'll be good?
Bitches.
By the end of the first season of the show, Robinson Pete and Remini were both fired from the program at Osborne's direction, according to multiple sources. Remini also said that Osborne didn't like Chin having such a powerful position on his show and wanted Gilbert, who was an executive producer as well as a co-host, to rein in Chin. I didn't know Gilbert was the executive producer of the talk. Had no idea.
Yes.
Didn't know she had that much power.
She's according got a lot of clout.
Really? According to Remini,
Osborne. She's the one that
started
the shit with the Roseanne show. Sorry to interrupt you.
Right. I didn't think
about
wow.
that.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
According to Remini, Osborne said to her, I mean, who the fuck does Slanty Eyes think she is? She should be pillow talking with our boss in reference of Big Brother host marriage to the CBS hit Les Moonves. Wow.
That's the name.
That's what Osborne said. I mean, who the fuck does Slanty Eyes think she is? She should be pillow-talking with our boss in reference to Big Brother's host marriage to the CBS head, Les Moonves. Remini said in another change, Osborne said of Gilbert, who is openly gay, why won't that pussy liquor do anything about wonton? Referring to... I love Sharon. I really do. I can't help it. I love her. Wonton referring to Chin, and why won't the pussy liquor do anything about wonton referring to Gilbert because he's openly gay? And why won't the fish eater be part of this discussion? She's a fucking executive producer. Why won't the fish eater be part of the discussion? Remini also said that she wishes she had spoken up at the time, telling all this shit about her. Not only did I do nothing about racism and bullying I was receiving and witnessing, I was party to it. I had to own up to my own ugly. There you go. Fish eater, wonton, fish eater, pussy eater, slanty eyes, and that's the show. Girls behaving badly, and yet nobody lost their careers. But as soon as a man smiles at a woman and makes her feel uncomfortable, he's fired and loses his whole career, his whole job, his whole business. That's the way it goes. I want to thank King for coming in today. I want to thank, Angela for coming in today. There's like 311s that I'm not thinking at all, and they're still here. I want to thank Melissa for coming in today. It's Friday, everybody. You won't hear my voice for 2 days. I got guests coming up next week, and we're going to do this thing. I will be in Zoom interviewing them, and simultaneously, you'll be hearing it on Blog Talk. And if you want to see that interview, all you have to do is subscribe to my page, which I will make up this weekend. So things are changing. Thank you guys for supporting the show all week. And
very well.
Bye, Melissa.
You're welcome.
And
bye.
And
you
bye,
leaving?
King.
Bye.
See y'all later. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right,
now.
You
hey,
too.
You be all safe, right. King. You be safe.
I will.
Out there.
I will. You
and watch
you
out for Angela. Okay, watch out for Angela.
Oh,
have a
no.
Good weekend.
She's peeping in my window.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. Have a good weekend, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you Monday. Bye.
See y'all Monday. Ciao.
All righty.